Congratulations, you've earned a listening bonus. Misunderstanding on the battlefield.
Fire at will. Sir, who's Will?
Roger.
Who's Roger?
Keep listening to earn your next listening bonus. Thank you.
Are you afraid?
No, maybe.
It's the Morning Invasion with Dax and Steve-O on Star 88.
I want to hear it!
And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
Time to get up and go to work!
The best of radio.
It is a ridiculous waste of time! With no merit or meaning or lasting benefit on society. It's like a drain of global spiritual energy.
And so it begins. Showtime.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We're live on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
2 days away from St. Paddy's Day. 6:09.
High today of 79 degrees.
It's getting hot, Steve. Had to turn on the air. Just lying in bed, just cooking.
Dude, I'm so glad you said that. Last night, my bride was giving me such a hard time. She's like, all winter long, you wouldn't run the heater. You made us use blankets. And like,
second
it got a little warm, I was like, we're setting this bad boy to 68 degrees. AC's been blasting.
Oh,
it's like, what's the difference? I'm like, you can't like cool yourself down.
Yeah.
Like, you can use blankets in the winter.
That's true.
I mean, come on. Huge difference to me.
That is true. That's a good point.
Like, what else are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, duct tape some ice packs on your body. I don't know. Take a cold shower.
Yeah, dude. So that was a fun night.
That is so true.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can put a jacket on. You can grab a blanket, climb into bed.
Right. So many different ways to warm yourself up.
Is there a blanket out there that cools you down?
Man, I don't know if they...
They have heated blankets. Why not a cooling blanket?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Just look it up.
Okay.
Cooling blankets.
I can just sleep in my cool-down compression pants. So every time I move, it's like...
Okay, here, Amazon sells cooling blankets.
Mm.
It's for your bed. It's a stinking... It's not what I'm looking for, guys. I think I need to
scientific blanket that cools your body down.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
In the summer months, you just rock that blanket. You don't have to use.
See, I put in cool blankets and it's like, or cooling blankets, and it just gives me cool blankets. These are cool, man. Check out these cool
blankets.
How to stay cool while I sleep. Life hacker.
I got a snuggie for Christmas once.
What is that? Is that a penguin in a little ice box? Okay. I'll do some research on this for you guys. Get back to you. Maybe we need to invent that, huh? Maybe. Somebody over at Intel want to invent that? Come on.
Yeah.
A cooling blanket. Much like an electric blanket. I was always scared. I remember staying over at my grandparents' house because they were the ones that had the electric blanket. And there was, you could always feel the cord inside the blanket,
yeah.
And then there was the little box inside it. I always thought that thing was going to catch on fire.
Me
and I
too.
Was going to die.
I hated those blankets.
I couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
But it was so warm. So warm in the wintertime, that electric blanket.
I forgot about electric blankets.
I always think my wife's going to kill us in the middle of the night because she'll keep her the electric cord for her phone on our bed. I keep thinking,
oh, yeah.
What are you doing? Got all these cords over here. You're going to start a fire. We're going to die. Because you always hear those stories of people that don't wake up. And they, like,
what I mean, those are like 90-year-olds.
Well, how do you know? Because they're like, they burned alive while they were asleep. What? How do you know that? You can't say that. They were asleep the whole time. Yeah. Ridiculous.
That's tragic, and I'm laughing. It's terrible.
You know it's true.
Oh, man.
There's no way that they would just stayed asleep.
Yeah, but I feel like their placement would like give it away. Like if they were just, I don't know.
Wouldn't you wake up from the smoke at first?
Maybe.
Yeah, you would think you would.
Maybe that's why they didn't wake up.
Hmm.
smoke inhalation in the sleep.
I don't know. Here's another thing that I was thinking about last night.
That was the most morbid. How do we get heating blanket, right?
Okay. Electric blanket.
Gosh.
I'm sitting there. My wife, she's been sick for the past 2 days. And yeah. So she's just been in bed, just dying and puking. And I'm lying there, and we have a pug who snores, who's not allowed to sleep with us.
Uh-huh.
So, but I'll allow him to lay down with us for a little bit, and then we'll take him to Jaden's room.
That's such a tease.
Right? So Vader is just snoring. I mean, think about a person who has the worst sleep apnea you can imagine.
Right.
And Leslie's just sleeping silently, just enjoying her whatever she's dreaming about. I make one move and she wakes up. What is that all about? I say one little thing or I go, and she like wakes up.
What? Joseph!
What? I don't get it.
Stop moving!
But the pug can just sit there. Oh, I don't understand.
Somebody said keeping one foot out of the covers helps tremendously. Trying to keep yourself cool. I think I do that too. I'm kind of weird about that though.
I do that.
I'm weird about like not having, like it could be middle of the summer and I need the comforter. Like I can't just do a sheet. It feels like. Like I need a blanket on me.
I
do you know what I mean?
That.
Like, no, man, I need to go. I need big blanket.
Yeah,
80 something degrees outside, but I need this to comfort me. That's why it's called a comforter. It comforts me in my sleep.
Yeah,
I've got to be covered up.
I hear you.
So weird.
I hear you. I used to like the sound of birds in the morning. Now I hate them. And now I understand my wife because she's always hated them. And because I used to love.
Why do you hate them?
Well, I don't know. I used to
when
love them.
Did you become grumpy old man?
I have no idea. I like to keep the windows open, but then on the weekends, you know.
I wonder if everybody's all stuffy. We can't open windows.
Yeah. Well, the birds start chirping at about 4 a.m. And it's so annoying.
Maybe it's because that's usually you're already up. So on weekends when you're still trying to sleep. You're like, come on, man.
Yeah.
One day.
Right.
One day to sleep in.
Or there's that neighbor that's a few houses down that decides to take the put the dog out in the middle of the night
Dude.
To go potty, and the thing just starts barking.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Vader snoring story for slow motion theater.
Okay.
Weird.
I'll write that one.
Hey, I mean, you know.
Slow-mo Vader.
It's good. It's good.
Oh, good morning, Starmy. 585 Live. That's our text live line number. You can text into the show. 585-5483. We love hearing your voices out there. 338-3700 if you'd like to call in. 338-3700. We got a big show today. A man by the name of Colin Hay will be on the show.
Yes! Yes, that's right, everybody.
Oh, man. Colin Hay of Men and Work.
I should have brought in my Men at Work vinyl.
No.
For him to sign.
Yeah? Through the phone?
Totally.
Hey, can you sign this?
Dude, I love Men at Work.
Yeah.
This isn't our first time interviewing Colin either.
No, it isn't. It sure isn't.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting the same interviews.
It's
we did last
so
year.
So funny because this morning I was so excited. Booked it yesterday. I was like, yeah.
And you didn't even remember.
We're totally interviewing Colin Hay. And you're like, yeah, we had him on the show last year.
And I'm pretty sure when it might, I don't know, it might not have been Colin Hay. But I think when we interviewed him, he was all about answering your questions. And when I would ask him a question, he would dodge it and just move on.
We talked about how different things were. I remember talking about how different things were then versus now and trying to get a record made and stuff like that. I'll try not to ask the same questions.
We should. We should just ask the exact
the
same questions.
The exact same questions from last year to see if he answers the same.
I was watching the VH1 Behind the Music with Men at Work. Uh-huh. It came out in 2012, and it's where are they now? And the rest of the guys kind of moved on. One's a teacher. I can't remember what the other guys do, but Colin has tried to he got into drinking heavily because after the band broke up, you would think that the lead singer would be able to move on and have a successful music career. Not so much. He's never really been able to get back to that place that Men at Work was that they reached back in the early 80s.
Maybe he just needs to go back to Australia, man. You know?
Maybe. I don't know. Wonder. I mean, he's got a new album out. This is the first single.
Oh.
Come Tumbling Down. And, you know, I mean, it's not for me.
Wait till he starts singing, though, bro.
Oh, I've already heard it.
Oh. Perfect.
I dropped a coin in the wishing well, but it's a long time dry.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's calling
him. I watch that old Greyhound bus kick up dust as it rolls on by.
It's now who can it be now?
Okay, wow. Yeah.
That's good. So we'll talk to Colin Hay about 7:20 this morning. If you've got any questions, feel free to launch them our way. We should ask Peter for some questions.
Yeah.
Peter would probably have some great – Peter Benson would have some great questions. He loves that classic music.
Yeah. Now, people are a little bummed out with you because yesterday you totally forgot to give them an April update.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We already have people wanting to know.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I was checking on April yesterday. I was.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like we needed to update you guys. I felt like a break was needed. So, you know what? We might just bust in and check on April this morning.
All right.
I don't think we will, but maybe. Okay.
Giraffe, watch.
It's a giraffe!
I don't think that's the live cam. That
that's
says there's
asleep.
4 million.
What?
Where's my live breaking news? Is that... she having her baby, guys? Oh, no, that's not... where's my feed at?
I mean, I don't know.
Is it? Yeah, I guess that is. That's the live one. Yeah, she's still pregnant, guys. She's just eating in her pen. Not much. Her belly's getting big, though. It is a lot bigger than it was 2 weeks ago, that's for sure. Look at her wag her tail. She's so pretty. Can't see all of her right now. There you go. That's what's going on.
Okay.
You know, it's only got 4,449,702 views. Nobody's watching.
What?
Nobody's watching. No
bigs.
Gosh. No bigs. Your chance this morning at tickets to the Rock and Worship Roadshow down in Las Cruces. We have some passes for you if you'd like to head down to Las Cruces and enjoy the show with us because we're going to be down there. 2 days?
We'll get there Wednesday, broadcast live Thursday, broadcast live Thursday night, rock the Rock and Worship Roadshow, drive back Friday.
Drive back Friday.
Which means that Friday, we're not going to be here.
Mm-mm.
Not going to do a show.
No.
Unless we want to do a show while we're driving.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. No, I'd rather sleep.
I was telling Beck and Amy yesterday at the gym that if they want to do a show Friday, they're just going to have to travel down to Las Cruces.
Right.
We can caravan it back and just do a show.
If we have any Las Cruces people out there listening, you guys need to come and hang out with us when we get down there. We love meeting you guys. Pool boy, you better take that day off.
He can't take that.
You better take Thursday morning
off.
There's got to be somebody that can fill in for you.
Dude, it's warm.
Well, I've given them like a week's notice. So if there's any way, we'd love for you to come and just hang out. Last year, we only got to see you for about 5 minutes. Then you had to go to work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, come and hang out with us. We'll be down there. We'll give you a chance at those Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets.
Yes.
Coming up this morning. We got a ton of them to give away. And maybe, I don't know if this morning we'll do it, but we have Newsboys tickets to give away, too.
All right.
Newsboys. On the show, we will talk about how this woman who shares her name with Alexa and Siri is... Well, life's hard for this girl. It's hard. We'll find out why. Four ways to prevent your gadgets from spying on you. Did you hear about, what was that lady's name who was talking about how Obama's spying through our microwaves?
Oh, yes.
Our microwaves.
Oh, I saw that.
Are watching us.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, that's the best place to put a camera. What? Nobody would ever think there's a camera in my microwave. And look at how many times we're just staring at food in the microwave.
No. Do you really do that? I'm the worst with microwaves.
I'll watch you cook. I probably have cancer.
Oh, dude. Seriously. I'm opposite. I'll throw something in the microwave, boop, boop, boop. And then I'm like, oh, I need to. And I'll walk off. And then, like, 20 minutes later, go, oh, food. I'm serious. I'm the worst.
Yeah, my wife does that when she's cooking just normal things in a pot or a pan. She'll just start cooking it and then just walk away and forget about it. You can't do that.
Yes.
You can't do that. What else we got? This was a crazy question I saw this morning. Is it worthless to shower with soap?
What? Of course not.
Well, according to a dermatologist, we'll see what they have to say about it.
Oh, great.
Is, you know, that's soap.
What's the difference between soap and body wash?
Well, here's the thing.
Is that the same thing?
Well, they talk a lot about how, especially the body washes, they have a lot of chemicals.
Yeah.
And so it's bad for your skin.
Oh, good.
So you're wondering why your skin is dry and itchy. Well, this dermatologist says
we
she
go
knows.
To the gym, man. See, even I am that funky.
She even said
after the gym.
She even said even after the gym.
Okay, nope.
Soap.
We're gonna talk about this.
I don't know.
We are definitely gonna talk about this. I'm gonna have words to say with this dermatologist.
Really, you're gonna throw down with a dermatologist?
Yeah, I know.
This is somebody who's gone to school, my friend.
Yeah, but I know things.
She knows dermatology. You know nothing.
That might be true.
You know nothing. What else? Anything else going on this morning?
I mean, we've covered the basics.
Oh, we got a letter this morning we didn't get to yesterday about cologne. We got to do that.
Shout out to our boy Pat listening in Cruces and the entire Lopez family.
We're going to see the Lopez family?
Dude, he wants to go back to that Mexican restaurant, which is hilarious because this morning at like 5 a.m., I looked at Dex and said, Dex, we have to go back to that Mexican restaurant.
Yes, we would love to go back.
I don't even remember the name of it. It was like, we're going to find it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going back.
Man, those tacos were so good.
Right? Yeah, so. But we got to try and get the Starmy together in Cruces.
We got to.
Maybe Nomi.
Mm-hmm.
Pool boy.
Yep.
We'll figure it out.
All right, 585 Live. You guys can text into the show. You can always email us, studio@star88.fm. If you guys need some advice on anything. We love trying to help you guys out. All right, when we come back, we got some headlines for you. We'll check traffic out there. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning, guys. Beautiful outside. We'll be right back.
What's going on in the news today?
President Trump having an Oval Office meeting and then lunch with the Deputy Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Less than a week before the official start of spring, a big winter storm in the Northeast is producing more ice than snow so far.
A Capitol Hill hearing on the nude photo scandal in the U.S. military.
What we see when we look in the mirror may not be what others see.
Researchers conducted a survey and found that 98% of the respondents believe they were part of the nicest 50% of the population. But most were not very nice at all. Many scored well on things like like giving directions to strangers, holding doors open, and the like. But most scored poorly on things like carrying another person's heavy shopping bags, giving blood, or giving money to strangers.
American Airlines says it'll bring back free meals and economy seats on certain cross-country flights beginning May 1st. This follows Delta's lead and leaves United as the biggest carrier with no current plan to restore free meals on any domestic flights.
North Korea is likely to dominate the agenda of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's trip to Asia.
The world's oldest golf club votes to admit female members for the first time in the 273-year history of the Muirfield Club in Scotland. That clears the way for the club to again host the British Open.
Steady hiring plans for the second quarter of the year from the Manpower Group.
The Milwaukee-based temporary staffing agency polled more than 11,000 employers across the country. The Manpower survey shows 22% plan to add staff during the spring months, a 3% increase from winter.
The Federal Reserve opens a two-day meeting in Washington to discuss interest rate policy. The Fed seems likely to raise rates for the third time in 15 months.
.634 Hello.
High today of 78 degrees. We actually just got a text in on the live line from a Star member who said there's an accident in the left-hand turn lane. Coors at Paseo causing some serious backup right now. Taking a look at the map. It's not showing up yet, so that's like up to the second stats. Take that, everybody else. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Good morning. So dark outside.
Right?
How's that spring forward treating you? Feeling all right?
Ugh.
Yeah? See, I feel just crappy all the time, so I feel like it's feeling not affecting me.
I go to bed and I just lay there for a bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, please go to sleep. Please fall asleep.
That's my life.
I'm not going to sleep, like, bed exhausted anymore. But I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. I'm eating so much food now that, like, I just have energy all the time.
Feeling pretty good as far as day three? Yeah, day three of your food challenge.
One of the meals is literally right before bed. Like, at bedtime, I got to take, like, another protein shake. And I feel like it's making me stay awake. Because I'll take it, and then I'm just, like, awake.
Huh.
Yeah.
And you have to drink that right before bed?
Yeah.
Oh.
At bedtime. Man. So, we'll see, man.
Yeah, Steve-O's been just talking about how great he feels at the gym, though.
Yeah.
I mean, night and day difference when you are fueling your body?
For power cleans, I don't put up a lot of heavy weight. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I'm like scarecrow skinny.
Well, not really. You're not that skinny.
Whatever. Like for power cleans, for those, it's like barbell on the ground and you're like, wah! And you're like, get powering it up to your shoulders and wah! 95 pounds is like
nice.
The huge. Yesterday I did 155 pounds.
Wow, that's a huge jump.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. So either I've been sandbagging my
I think you've been sandbagging. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it was tough to get it up. But like
well, the reason why you've been sandbagging it is because when you don't feel very good at the gym and you're tired,
and you're like, this
of course
is
you're not gonna put on
do.
A ton of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I get that.
Yeah, dude.
Did you get your body fat percentage?
No.
Did she do that yet?
No.
Did she pinch you?
No.
All right.
Maybe today.
Maybe today.
You know,
you've got a weight problem, and you know it.
I know.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Man. Any opportunity to get Dexter to play the baseball drop, I will do.
Yeah?
So let's talk baseball.
Baseball! Baseball!
I don't even know where that's from, but I love it. Every time. Somebody wants to know why we say right after every sentence.
Right?
Right?
Sorry.
Is that a New Mexico thing?
Right?
It must be, right?
Right?
Baseball! the Tim Tebow baseball experiment has notched something it hasn't notched thus far in his minor career. He got a hit against a major league pitcher yesterday.
Baseball!
Tim Tebow, the 29-year-old former quarterback, he's trying to forge a baseball career with the Mets, singled on Monday afternoon off Miami Marlins pitcher Kyle Lobstein. It's his first hit in three spring training games with the big league Mets.
Good for him.
The Marlins shifted their infield to the right, thinking Tebow was going to pull the ball, but he hit one through the left side.
Nailed it.
He did. After starting 0-for-8 in the old Grapefruit League, Tebow got his first hit against the Marlins. He's with the Mets on a minor league contract, but the Mets have, quote, borrowed him from the minor league side in order to give him some spring reps against major league talent. In his first two games, he went 0-for-7 with three strikeouts. However, this was a good showing, man. Not only did he put some actual numbers to the old batting average, but he also made a diving catch in left field to steal a hit. Afterwards, Mets starter Noah Syndergaard said he gave Tim Tebow a hug. But one hit against a pitcher who is on his third team since last season.
Right.
Yeah. Probably won't get him a uniform with the old bigs. But, yeah, I don't know.
Good for you, Tim Tebow.
Is progress? Is it progress? What do you think?
Progress? Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a baseball fan, but you could talk Tim Tebow all day. I'm all about him.
Hey, we're pranksters.
Yeah, right.
We're pranksters, am I right? Right? We're pranksters, right?
Yeah, right.
I feel like this prank takes the cake. April Fool's Day is happening. April 1st. Somebody wanted to get a head start on that. So a couple from Sandusky, Ohio pulled this is a hilarious prank on Thursday. A woman named Natalie Schlett climbed into the bathtub, and her boyfriend, Micah, poured ketchup on her.
Oh, my gosh.
Put a knife next to her.
What?
Wanted to make it look like he murdered her.
Oh, my gosh.
Then he took some photos and posted them to Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. What? What the heck?
Needless to say, a bunch of people called 911.
Yeah.
And cops swarmed their house, only to find out that they'd faked the whole thing. They said it was a prank, but also had another purpose.
April Fools.
That's not why.
Oh,
it's because Natalie's sister had taken some money from them, and they were hoping the prank would get her to come over so they could confront her.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
And get paid back for the cash that they were owed.
Are you kidding? Okay, you know what? I believe that's true. I really do think that is the reason.
Yes, of course that's the reason.
Because you think, man,
that's so stupid.
Of course they came up that as soon as the cops come in, they were telling them, oh, it's just that we wanted to get our sister to come over. Yeah, right. You're that dumb.
Yeah, that's right. They were both arrested for inducing panic.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
She climbed into the bathtub, her boyfriend poured ketchup
all over her,
put a knife next to her, and then she took photos and posted them on Facebook just to get her sister to come over?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you never know how much people care until you fake your own murder on Facebook.
We should do this on April 1st.
Luckily, that's a Saturday, so we're probably not going to be doing much. Except emceeing Paradise Hills Little League opening day ceremonies.
Would you get in trouble for that?
What?
Did they get in trouble for doing something
like that? They were both arrested, man.
Man.
For inducing panic.
Okay.
Is that fair to be arrested for inducing panic? Faking a murder on Facebook? Is that's arrestable?
I don't know. It's a bad thing to do. But
yeah, no. It's stupid. But I mean, arrestable? Do you think like all the officers, they showed up because so many people had called 911, and so they were just embarrassed, and they're like, oh, man, you got us. Hold on, get the book. Let's find something.
Well, I kind of hope that...
Inducing panic. Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
That sounds weird.
I hope that that is illegal to do. I mean, faking your death and posting photos, because you would think people would be doing that all the time if... You know?
Right?
Am I right?
I just want to say right after every sentence now, right?
Look at what you did, sir or ma'am, whoever you are. We're just gonna say it all the time now. Right?
Right? Well, get this. Moving on. See, thank you, Stormy Member. Real quick. A Stormy Member just said, I feel like ketchup is seriously really easy to distinguish from blood.
Nah.
I agree.
No way, man. Is there a photo? Did they put the photos
in there?
I don't have
a photo. I'm sure there's one circulating the interwebs.
I really want to see that photo. There is. Look at that. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's terrible.
Nope, that looks pretty.
That looks awful.
Looks pretty real, guys.
It does, because the
definitely not going to post that.
The photo definitely has some sort of filter on it, and so it looks a little blurry. But that looks terrible. Look at this. How awful is that?
Okay, well, we can't post it. That's for sure.
Wow.
Yeah. I can't believe they're in jail, though.
Yeah, they deserve to go to jail.
The officer showed up after getting calls Thursday night from three people police said were hysterical. They discovered the scene in the couple's bathtub. It had been staged. Yeah, inducing panic. Both pleaded not guilty, by the way.
Wow.
While it might have been funny to the couple, it definitely wasn't a joke to police, according to Police Sergeant Don Allen. Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't recommend looking up that photo, because they staged it in a bathtub.
Yeah, it's...
Not safe for work.
It's awful. Well, it's... Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Depending on where you work. I mean, if you work for, like, Fangoria magazine.
Yeah, right.
Totes cool. Yeah, see, I want to know. Now everybody's got questions. Star Member wants to know what he captioned. Like, what was the caption?
Yeah, what was the caption?
Like, what did he do? Like, oh, man.
Because down here, there's... So they sent text messages. Because here's a photo of his phone. And he texted his sister, please help me. I really didn't mean to. I don't remember. We was arguing and I woke up to this, and then the picture of her. And then what is she dead? Micah is the sister texting back.
Okay. According to this article, he didn't post him to Facebook. He texted them to family members.
Yeah, see, there's screenshots. And then the sister's like, answer me now. And then he texts back, come get me. Please, sis, you got me, right? And she says, of course I do.
Yeah, dude. The sister that he was texting?
This is crazy.
That owed him money? Agreed to pick up her brother. And texted him instructions on how to cover up the murder.
Oh, my God. Did she go to jail?
Take your clothes and throw them in a dumpster far away, she wrote in one text.
Oh, my gosh.
Then she told him to delete all of these text messages.
Holy cow. That's embarrassing for you.
They were trying to get his sister to come over to the house because she owed him money. So they created this scenario that something really bad happened. And see, so this... Okay. Now, I'm wondering, could they really be arrested for this? They didn't post him to Facebook. They texted him to the sister.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything in the article about Facebook.
Oh.
Except, well, in the one you read, it does, but okay. Not on the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Let me check the SanduskyRegister.com.
See, this is why you got to double and triple check, man.
Yeah. See, this one might say Facebook.
Yeah, this one
says... Yeah, this one says Sandusky, register.com says Facebook.
Huh.
The other one doesn't. But the other one seems legit because there's photos of the screenshots from the phone. So
According to WCPO Cincinnati in Ohio, he just sent the pictures to the friends, including the one to the sister.
Here's a good tip for you.
Yeah.
If you're planning on doing a prank, you should always probably tell somebody or maybe a couple people
what you're going to do
first.
Nah.
Just so you can maybe get some feedback on if
hey,
you
man,
should
do it or
not.
Hey, man, we're thinking about staging a murder so my sister pays me the money she owes me. Yeah. What do you think, man?
Yeah.
Gosh, I want to know.
Yeah, we learned that early on in our radio careers because there's so many times where I would come up with an idea and we would execute that idea and then almost get fired. Like the time we maced, tased, and mousetrapped Julia.
Okay.
With a titanium spine. She almost died, man.
What?
It's a true story.
Oh,
she didn't
man.
Take your anxiety medicine and almost died.
Gosh, can we just, we've already agreed. We're not doing any pranks this year.
Yeah, I'm done. I've done too many pranks
I know,
in the past.
Me too,
I'm
man.
Done.
I feel
I can't do it anymore.
You know, we were just talking about this yesterday, iPhone or Android. Like people get so incensed. Well, we've got an answer for you to help you. Maybe you're an iPhone person and all your friends are Android people and you're tired of the argument. Maybe you're an Android person surrounded by iPhoners and you don't know what to do. Well, there's a ridiculous new cell phone case on Kickstarter right now that's perfect for you. It's an iPhone case that's also an Android case.
Yeah, that's weird.
What? Why?
Both?
Nah, man.
It's the case is the Android?
Nah, it's got its own big screen and runs Android. You can put in a SIM card, give it its own phone number, so you can call and text from it, and it doesn't need a separate plan because it shares the iPhone's data?
I don't get it. But why? Why do you want that? That doesn't make any sense. So is it for people that want people to think that they have an Android phone?
I mean, it's got a large battery built in that shares with the iPhone, so your phone lasts longer through the day, and the iPhone itself wirelessly. So it's, I don't know. It's stupid expensive. Really, really stupid expensive. So it's a case for your iPhone that doubles as an actual Android phone.
Yeah, they did a Kickstarter, and they pledged, there was a $95,000 goal, and they've already raised over $200,000 for this thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Are they pranking again? Is that like a prank thing?
No. It's a case that has its own big screen and runs Android.
Yeah, but I mean, is it one of those things where it's like, oh, look at my sweet Android. No, it's not. It's an iPhone.
I don't know. You can Google Android iPhone case on Kickstarter. I don't either.
I don't get it.
That's crazy. A woman suffered burns to her face and hands after her headphones exploded while she was listening to music on a flight. On a recent flight from Beijing to Melbourne, a woman was listening to music using battery-powered headphones. About 2 hours into the flight, she heard a loud explosion. Okay, that's not okay. As I went to turn around, I felt burning on my face. I grabbed my face, which caused the headphones to go around my neck, she said in a statement. I continued to feel burning, so I grabbed them and threw them on the floor. They were sparking and had small amounts of fire. As I went to stamp my foot on them, the flight attendant was already there with a bucket of water to pour on them. They put them into the bucket at the rear of the plane. The brand of the headphones, unknown.
Yeah.
So what they believe happened is the headphone batteries, which had melted, were stuck to the floor of the plane. What? Had caught on fire somehow. Woman said that for the rest of the flight, the smell of melted plastic, burnt electronics, and burnt hair lingered throughout the entire cabin.
God. Scroll down and check out the picture.
Yeah, people were coughing and choking the entire way home, unfortunately. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the photos, her face is black. It's charred.
So since the flight attendants like doused her headphones in water, can she sue?
Well, I think she could probably sue the headphone company as well.
She should get a new pair, man.
Okay. Yeah, if something like that happened, would you ever wear another set of headphones again?
No.
That never happens.
I'm a sucker for marketing, apparently, because I mocked the iPhone 7 and like how it doesn't have a headphone jack and those stupid like Bluetooth earbud things.
AirPods.
Whatever they're called. But I keep seeing the commercial for them. I'm like, those would be great at the gym.
Yeah.
No wires to get tangled up in while I'm like,
yeah,
powerlifting, bro.
But the thing is, you know how we always make fun of people that have Bluetooth?
Yeah.
You look ridiculous. You look like you have Bluetooth in.
In both ears.
In both ears. Whoever designed that, come on, man.
They do look pretty dumb. Little sticks just hanging out. But come on, man, wireless, bro.
I don't know, man.
I've
never talked to anybody that has them.
I haven't either.
Because I know, I don't run very much, but I know in the past, whenever I've gone for a jog and you have your headphones and you're running with your phone.
Yeah.
Those things don't stay in your ears.
No.
Especially if you sweat, because my ears get all sweaty and then they just slip out.
We need to talk to our friend Thigpen out in Brooklyn. He works for Apple.
Mm.
Go, what's the scoop?
Maybe send us some pods.
Speaking of the scoop, he sent something in for you this morning.
What you got?
He just wanted you to know that he's super thankful for the April segment.
Oh, thanks, man.
I just want to shout out to Dex for giving me the opportunity to learn even more in my adult years. Facts about giraffes.
Beautiful.
Like, for instance, this morning, I learned that I wish giraffes were extinct and I never had to hear this segment ever again.
Oh.
Thanks again, Dex.
Yay!
Okay. Well.
You're just learning people more things.
All right.
I'm good with words. Here are the best and worst cities to celebrate St. Patrick's Day based upon things like parades, Irish pubs, restaurants, brew prices. The best places?
Talk to me.
Buffalo, New York.
Hey!
Number two is Madison, Wisconsin, and I don't know how this wasn't number one because, let's be honest, the only place to celebrate, Baston.
Oh.
Baston.
Baston?
Baston. The worst place.
Palmdale, California.
That's how you have to say it.
Palmdale.
I will be in Palmdale, California for the Patrick's Day.
That's, yeah.
We'll be there.
No, that's not a very good one.
There's no parades.
Oh, hi.
Oh. What are we doing for St. Patrick's Day this Friday?
Oh, we're going to call Olive. That's what we're going to do.
I can't wait. Guys, if you are new to the Morning Invasion, we have a friend in Ireland that we call every year.
Oh, yes, we do.
How did you get to know her?
So, Buck and I, yeah. Many, many years ago, we decided to just start calling Irish pubs in Ireland on St. Paddy's Day to see what it was like.
See if anybody would answer.
Because we heard that they don't celebrate over there like they do.
They don't?
We do over here. It's just, they celebrate, but it's different.
Yeah.
And so we started calling.
Like Columbus Day for them?
Yeah. We would call, I think we called 3 or 4 pubs, and it was so busy at the pubs that they ended up just hanging up on us.
Right.
But finally, this sweet little lady named Olive picked up the phone, and you could tell it was busy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She took the time to talk to us, and she was so sweet because she would be like, can you hold on a second? I need to fill a pint. I'll be right back. And so we'd just wait for her to come back, and then she would, okay, I'm okay now. I can talk for about a minute.
That's so awesome.
We kind of made it a...
We'll be calling her on Friday.
Yeah.
Worth every penny. And by penny, I mean $1.73 a minute.
Oh, yeah. Gotta rack up them phone bills.
I mean, it's our one time a year we call international.
That's true. All right. We got to take a break. We got a big show planned for you guys. Of course, we got Colin Hay coming up for you. Minute Work. Yeah. He's going to be on the show again. He's got a new album out. We'll also give you a chance at some Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets. We got a letter this morning. And is it worthless to shower with soap?
Oh.
That's a good question. We'll find out. Sidewalk Profits, Prodigal, Star 88. Top of the morning to you.
You can't stop using that. I mean, you could.
Hi. Good morning. 7:08.
High today of 79 degrees.
Rhodes, how are you?
Traffic.
That accident reported earlier this morning, Coors Boulevard South at Paseo del Norte, still causing some problems there. So be careful in that area, as well as an accident at I-40 East, right at the Big Eye on the transition ramp. So that's eastbound I-40 to I-25. It's off to the right, but still slowing things down there. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Coming up at 7:20.
Do you come from a land down under?
Colin Hay. Colin Hay used to be in a band called Men at Work in the 80s. They broke up after their third album. And they all kind of moved on with their lives. Sounds like Colin struggled with drinking. Was really trying to get back to that place where they once were. Never could quite do that musically. And really found himself just drinking all the time. And the rest of the band just moved on. They all have normal jobs.
Yeah.
But Colin decided, I'm going to keep doing this music thing. And that's what he's been doing.
Do you know who his niece is?
Who?
Sia.
Sia.
Wait, stop it. Are you being serious right now?
The song. How do you spell that?
S-I-A, Sia. Really?
I feel like we've had the same conversation before. Was it last year when we interviewed Colin Hay?
Yeah, but we didn't.
And you said the exact same thing. Do you know who his niece is? And I said, who?
And I said, Sia.
Who's that?
Chandelier song girl.
Who's that yet?
I want a man. Come on.
And I remember I was like, oh, let me look that up. And then I heard it and I was like, oh, yeah. I remember them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I swear, it happened. This exact same conversation.
Come on.
Okay, guess how many views this video has? 1,545,664,001 views. 1.5 billion views.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
That's crazy.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Come on, man. Get your leotard on. Here we go.
I wanna swing from the chandelier.
Oh, my gosh. No, get out of here.
Come on, man.
1.5 billion
views. Sia on in my leotard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know who Sia was. Everybody else does in the world.
Did you know that Colin Hay is her uncle?
That's crazy.
We should ask him if he ever just puts on a leotard and swings from the chandeliers. Man, that winded
me. I'm pretty sure
maybe
you said
I'm
that
not
last
doing
year.
Better at the
I
gym.
Think you said that exact same thing last year. No. Are we rerunning this interview right now? Is this real life?
It is March 15th, 2017.
Yeah, I don't know if it is, though.
Unless it's a really good interview and we use it again at a future date.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. All right, Colin Hay will be on the show in about 9 minutes. If you've always wanted to ask a question, you know, if you're a big fan, 585 Live, you can send us questions if you'd like. We'll do it.
Dude, this is crazy. He's got so many records. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing really blew up after Men at Work.
Oh, I mean.
That's got to be pretty hard if you think about it.
What do you mean?
You reach
A certain level?
Yeah, a certain level, and then you lose it. And
he
you
just
can
did
never...
a tour with the Violent Femmes and Bare Naked Ladies. I feel like he's okay, man.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're opening up for them.
Okay.
And you're known as, oh, that's the guy from Men at Work.
Well, he's got a documentary called Colin Hay Waiting for My Real Life, which came out in 2015. So,
yeah, let's hear a little bit of that.
We won a Grammy in 1982 for Best New Artist. That was like 30 years ago. Can't wait to see what happens next.
I really liked Men at Work.
I love
Men at Work. Work. Everywhere.
It was this ecstatic energy running through their songs.
Conflict began to happen in the band.
Our band was just a band that was never destined to go the distance.
He's going to tell us why, besides musical differences, these guys left the band, right?
No.
Colin James Hay is now on his own, nurturing a solo career.
Man, just all alone, just doing the hits.
Oh,
just
my gosh,
be aware of what may happen if you aren't Men at Work anymore.
I kept on making wrong moves.
You're the same performer, you have the same talent, but nobody cares.
That is a hard slog.
I was drinking a lot, doing lots of drugs.
This is everything he'd built shattering in front of him.
How sad.
I didn't really know what to do with myself, so I thought, well, I better go out on the road.
He had that, you know, there's nothing else I want to do.
He's a fighter, Colin. He doesn't give up.
I woke up this morning, same old questions in my head.
See, that sounds cool. I like that.
The light of...
You know, this documentary actually looks pretty good.
Dude.
It's Waiting for Real Life is the name of the documentary. And it's all about Colin Hay after the band. What was his life? What was his life like after the band? You know, that's a crazy thing. You know, I keep thinking, what's my life going to be like after radio?
Well, we'll talk about this with him. Because with celebrities, I mean, they exist in our lives as long as they're in the spotlight. And then once that goes away, like, we don't think about them. He's 35 years ago, they won Best New Artist. 35 years ago.
You know what he has to do if he wants to get back on top?
What?
He has to do something crazy.
Ooh, bathtub, ketchup, yes. Knife.
Seriously. He's got to do something like that.
No, he doesn't.
Think about all the celebrities out there. If every time Justin Bieber, Britney Spears, any of those big pop artists have an album coming out, something always happens. Something crazy always happens so they can be in the news so they can promote their album.
Is that why Biebs was a jerk to that girl?
Yeah.
Makes me mad.
Exactly.
I want to ask him about that seriously.
That's how you stay in the spotlight. That's how you stay relevant, is you continue to just stay in the news so everybody knows about you. That's Man. What Colin Hay has to do.
Okay.
He should walk up to somebody and just punch him in the face.
Okay. It seems like he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders, so I doubt that's going to happen.
You're right. But it's sad that that's how it works.
Yeah.
Because it really does work that way. That's how they stay in the spotlight.
He kind of had a rebirth in the 2000s because of Zach Braff and his huge love for Colin Hay. He was in a few episodes of Scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
His music was used and has been used by Zach Braff for just about any project he does. Garden State, Scrubs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can check out his new record.
It just keeps reminding me of the Beatles for some reason, like Here Comes the Sun.
Right? First single is called Come Tumbling Down. His solo album is called Fierce Mercy.
This is his 13th solo project.
Wow.
I dropped a coin in the wishing well, but it's a long time dry.
You know, we were talking about Nickelback yesterday and how every song is so similar.
Yeah.
But most of their songs are radio hits. They're just ginormous hits. That's what you got to do. Colin Hay has to write the same song.
Got to write Land Down Under again?
Yes. What?
No way,
why,
dude.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because that's stupid, and that would become so... Ugh.
Yeah, but people...
He's an artist. Last year, we had a chance to have him on the
problem,
show.
That's the problem,
Steve-O. And he's an artist.
That's the problem right there.
I think he cares more about authenticity. And
well, if you want to be huge like a Nickelback...
Can we please have this discussion with him?
Sure.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, you want to be... We call them sellouts. Would you say that a lot of bands are sellouts? I mean, if you look at the popular bands, let's look at the top 20 bands right now, pop, rock, whatever. How many of those bands actually write their own lyrics? How many actually pay for somebody else to write a song for them?
Taylor Swift.
Sure. I mean, she probably pays people.
No.
Okay.
No, well, I mean, she writes her own songs.
All right. There, of course, there's going to be a few that do their own.
Adele?
Okay, there's another one.
I think she actually, Ryan Tedder actually wrote with her, I think, on the last record.
But most people, most bands.
Yeah.
I think of Korn. You know, Korn, after they lost head for a few years.
Did you just put Korn on the same level with Adele and T-Swift? Get out of my life forever.
I'm a rock guy, okay?
Yeah, but you could have said like the Foo Fighters, because they write their own stuff.
I'm not talking about people that write their own stuff. I'm talking about people that pay other people that sell out. And pay other people to write music for them.
Yeah, but Korn isn't even on the level of, like, the Foo Fighters would be the rock band that I think of, number one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's probably the biggest rock band.
I'm trying to make a point here, and you're just skipping over it. I'm talking about, you got to sell out. You want to be famous, and you're talking about being an artist.
Wait, you're saying Korn sold out?
If you want to be an artist, well, you can't really be an artist and expect to blow up and be huge. That's going to, that might not happen.
Lord.
Does she write her own stuff? I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. Missing my point, man.
No! No, I'm proving your point wrong! It's possible!
I never said that there weren't people
stand
out
by.
There.
Colin Hay's calling us.
Oh, my gosh. You're so frustrating. Good morning.
Why am I frustrating?
Not you, Carl. Me. Oh. We're in a tiff right now. We're in a lover's quarrel.
We have a spat. You're so cute when you're like this.
He never listens to me.
Well, that's because we're gonna talk to Colin about this.
All right. All right. I think that's a great way to start.
Good.
She's ready for you.
Okay, good.
Stand by. Neck and Steve-O are ready for you in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They are.
Hey, Colin. Hey.
How are you?
Good. Welcome back to Albuquerque. It's good to have you on the show again.
Now, are you Dex or are you Steve-O?
I am Steve-O.
And I am Dex.
We kind of sound similar.
Yeah,
your voice is, yeah. Dex is a lot more masculine, though.
Oh,
thank you for that, Carl.
Thanks,
appreciate
Carl.
That.
I mean,
well, he may say that he's more masculine, but your voice sounds more masculine.
Thank you. Thank you, Colin Hay. One of the greatest voices in the world.
Stop it, Carl.
Gosh. Oh, okay. You know, this is perfect, actually, because, Colin, we've been talking, prepping for you and talking about how, you know, last year we were able to have you on the show, and I was taken by the fact that you are just a genuine artist. Like, you are the real deal, man. And
as opposed to all those fakesters, right?
Well,
all those
that's you know it. Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about your film, Colin Hay, Waiting for My Real Life, and how, you know, in 1982. 35 years ago, Men at Work won Best New Artist, and how phenomenal that is, and how 35 years later, I mean, you're putting out your 13th solo project, and Dex was talking about the fact that, well, I mean, if you want to maintain, if you want to be that celebrity,
top of the charts,
you just basically have to sell out, and how you, sir, I was saying that you have a longevity with being an artist because of your creativity. It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that you're a genuine artist, and maybe that's why you're not number one on Billboard right now, because you're not rewriting.
Well, is that what you're trying
Men
to?
Men at Work hits.
Are you trying to reach that again, Colin? Would you like to have that number one hit on the top of the charts?
Well, every time I make a record, I always think that they're going to go to number one, and I'm always completely and utterly shocked that they don't.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's good.
So you are trying to achieve
it. And mildly traumatized by it all. And so I have to last, the record that I have at the moment is they tell me that it's number 9 on the Heat Seeker Billboard chart. So that's very exciting.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you you asked me a question. You said, do I want to be have a record that goes to number 1? Of course you do. Why would you not want that? Right. Oh, I don't want to be number 1. That's terrible. I mean, I just make the records that I make, and I think that there's always songs that people could play on the radio, but it's not really my business to figure out why they do or why they don't. You know, it's not really going to make any difference to the actual music that I make, you know. But, amen. Yeah, of course you want to be successful. Of course you do.
So with that, obviously, I mean, as I said, you're putting out your 13th solo project, or you put out, it's about 12 days old at this point. Talk about that longevity. How do you keep coming up with new amazing records that are different from one another, that are creative, and how have you managed to maintain that over the course of this career?
Well, people do all kinds of things to keep themselves occupied while they're alive.
Yeah,
because you have breakfast. You don't want to ever kind of have breakfast and then think, well, okay, now what?
Right.
You want to have something to do, and because we're always better when we're doing things. And I like going down to the studio and playing around with instruments and practicing guitar and playing a bit of piano and playing some drums and writing songs. And then I have a couple of friends that I like to do it with. And so and I'm lucky just because of the fact that that amuses me and it intrigues me and I like it. And so I've made a living from it for the last 40 years or something. So I don't have to go to a job every day and go, oh, hey, nice tie, Bob, and deal with all that rubbish,
Right. No, dude, you're speaking our language. The funny thing is Dex and I both
basically I do exactly on a daily basis, I pretty much as humanly possible, I pretty much do exactly what I want when I want.
What's funny is, this is going to sound kind of odd, I know, especially in our culture and in the time we live in, but Dex and I are both Christians, and I believe what you're saying is vital to our existence, because I believe that we are created by this God who created everything, who's brilliant, who's a pretty fantastical artist, if you will. And yet somehow in the church culture, it's kind of become monotonous, mundane, everybody's mediocre and kind of ripping each other off. When in fact, if the Bible's real and says we're created in the image of this God who was the most magnificent creator, so creative, I feel like creativity should be pouring out of us at all times. So we should have that capacity, and we should be on fire, and we should be willing to go beyond our means and go beyond everything, because we have this within us. And it sounds like that's what you do all the time.
Wow, that's quite a lot. There's quite a lot in there, what you said.
Yeah.
In terms of the creator, I'm just wondering whether you think that he's had a number. When's the last time that he had number one, or is he number one all the time?
I don't think
he is number one all the time.
Because, no.
That would get a little bit monotonous as well.
Yeah. That's a good call. Yeah.
I definitely think it has to do with the limitations we place upon ourselves, because if we're given this capacity, and if God truly created each of us for some fantastic purpose, I think a lot of times then the reason he wouldn't be number one, quote unquote, is probably because of the restrictions we place upon ourselves. Maybe it's a self-esteem issue. Maybe we just don't believe. Maybe we just didn't have that opportunity, or we didn't seek after something, or we accepted that 9-to-5 and we're sporting the sweet tie and talking to the guy in the cubicle next to us instead of actually doing what it is we were probably created for or called to do. That's what I think.
Well, I probably don't agree with any of that. That's the beauty of That's the beauty of humanity.
Right. That's why I like having conversations with you. It's cool, man. We got to talk about this because I know you only have a couple minutes left, but let's talk about Fierce Mercy. I mean, it's 12 days old at this point. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I think it's the best thing I've come up with, and I like the term. The term is, it could be, you could relate it on a personal basis, or you could actually relate it to what's going on in the world. If you look at whether you're a believer in climate change, which I think if you're not, then you're walking around with blinkers on. But I think we get signs all the time from, you would probably think that we get signs all the time from the Creator or God. But I tend to think that we get signs from all different in all different ways.
Yeah.
For example, the guy that I wrote the song with, he got a little health reminder, tap on the shoulder, to look after himself a little bit better. And I've had a few of those in my life. And there's a kind of a ferocity to them because they remind you of mortality. They remind you of the fact that we're only walking around for a certain amount of time upon the earth. And but there's still something merciful about it if it doesn't take you out completely. And sometimes that happens to people. I mean, sometimes people just drop dead before the time. And you can also look at it in the sense that. We're getting all these very, very ferocious signs from changing weather patterns and climatic conditions that we really only have a very short amount of time in which to look at the incredibly increased CO2 levels and the fact that every year is the hottest year on record.
Right.
And we are getting to some tipping point. So, but there is still something merciful about that. Like it's there's a small amount of time to actually address those issues in a real way from the people that run the show. But the situation we're in at the moment that's not likely to happen anytime soon.
Well said, well said, man. Colin, thank you so very, very much. I know, unfortunately, we're up on the 10. So, but again, amazing, and of course, new record. It's out now.
And that documentary too.
Mercy. Yeah,
Waiting for Real Life.
Dude, love it, dude. Always awesome to have you on the show, man. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And be well. All right.
You too, man. All right.
See you, Colin.
Colin.
Well, there you go.
Oh, Colin, he's a staunch atheist.
Really?
By the way,
I couldn't tell.
Staunch.
Dude, I again have to take my hat off to you, Steve-O, because. Man, those questions were great. And just, the fact that we get the opportunity to share Christ with people like Colin Hay.
And it wasn't like, hey, you got to seal the deal right now. I just want you to know.
Right.
You know?
No, it's
but
telling
truly
them-
like, hey, man, he is a phenomenal artist.
Right.
Like that dude's career has spanned.
See how you can have a conversation with somebody and you can disagree.
Oh yeah, he greatly disagreed with me, and it's like that's cool.
Yeah, you don't have to fire back or get into an argument because it's especially
well. What
Christians.
Do you mean by that?
Christians are the worst.
I have 3 minutes left with you, and I'd like to end it by arguing. What do you mean by what you're saying that you disagree with me? I know he's an atheist. I know he doesn't agree with me.
Right,
but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You
never know how God is going to use that, how he's been just working in Colin's life. And, I loved what you did. That was really good. But hey, he wanted that number one album.
Well,
he
said artist it. Does.
Nah, see, I don't agree with that.
What? You think there are people that are just like, I have to pour this out of me.
Yes.
With every fiber in my being.
Yes.
My name is Rufus Wainwright.
There's people that are very weird when it comes to their art.
I'll accept that, actually, because thinking about it, I do know that on the flip side, Kurt Cobain was very
uncomfortable. He didn't want the fame. He hated the
fame. Very uncomfortable by the fact that Nirvana actually became successful.
Yeah.
So that it cost him his life.
Yeah. It's really the downfall of Kurt Cobain.
So I would agree with that to some point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Yeah, but if Colin Hay wants to reach number one, he's got to do something crazy, like
He's not going to do anything crazy, man. He's just going to continue to
streak
be
naked
an artist
during an NFL game or something.
No, see, but that's what I think sets people apart. Because you do that, and sure, you're going to get the,
the
5 minutes of celebrity.
If he got naked and ran through an NFL game,
that doesn't give you longevity
happen,
in a career.
Steve-O, this is what would happen. They'd be like, that's Colin Hay from Men at Work. Oh, like, maybe he's got a new album out. What's the name of that album? And then everybody's talking about Colin Hay, and everybody's wanting to listen to his music. Yeah, exactly. That's how you stay in the public eye.
No, but you don't stay in the public eye.
Yes, sir.
I think the longevity with the creativity is authenticity.
Yeah.
Man, that almost felt like a little mission statement. I need to write that down. You got to be authentic, man. No way.
Oh, I get that. My whole point, Steve-O.
No, your point is this flash in the pan like you just want to be front page news today.
My point is if you want to stay on top of the charts and you want to stay relevant, you have to do crazy things to keep yourself in the news.
Okay.
And we see that every day with celebrities. That's my whole point. It's not that I don't agree with that.
Right.
But that's just the reality of it. And if Colin Hay wants to have the number one album, he's gonna have to do something crazy, because nobody really cares about, I'm sorry, but Colin Hay anymore. Don't mean to be rude, I'm just trying to be real, guys. 585 live if you want to chime in.
What was the last crazy thing that Taylor Swift did?
Yeah, but that's different. If you're,
what was the last crazy thing
they
did to become number one? Or Adele, for that matter.
You can even say Taylor Swift. If you read the news, they'll be talking about the relationships that she's in.
Yeah, but she's not like, I'm going to go date this guy so I can get in the papers.
Not everybody has to do crazy things to stay on top.
Guys, I'm going to give you a life lesson this morning. Don't listen to Dex. You do you, boo. Okay? You don't need to go streaking in order to achieve whatever it is you're wanting to achieve.
Well, if you want to get up there fast and you want to get out, become famous right away.
Well, then let's go do that so we can take the morning show number one.
You know, we could.
Okay.
We could do something.
What do you think? Isotopes Park? Is that big enough?
Well, I don't know if we should streak.
I mean, I've been doing CrossFit. I feel pretty good about myself right now.
Yeah.
I'm down.
True. Yeah, you're looking pretty good.
And,
answer that phone.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad at all. So I really quickly wanted to put on my 4.5 cents in for the what you need to do to stay on top of the chart.
Yes.
I think there's two distinct sides of the music world that are out there. There's the quote-unquote underground, and then there's what's popular. All the guys that are what's popular, not only are they probably doing something for their personal lives to stay in conversation, but the type of music that they're writing all fits a specific type of formula. Mm. Now, you can say that they're not authentic musicians because they figured out what works and they're doing it, but that's like getting mad at a doctor for using penicillin. He has something that works and he's going to continue doing it.
Right.
Now, that's not going to work for everyone. I can think of hundreds of bands who will never be played on the radio, who are phenomenal musicians, who write beautiful music, but they either write songs that are far too long for the radio, or any number of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of being number one on which chart you're aiming for. If it's the public eye, I mean, that's, as of right now, it's more reserved for pop and for a number of rap and country. And if you don't fit into that genre, you have to change who you are as a musician.
Right.
Now, it doesn't matter what type of musician you are, there is a number one chart for you, and there is a very, very big audience. For example, heavy metal music. Some of the most diehard fans out there are for that genre, and almost everyone who listens to that music is, aside from like a couple groups that still get played on like other old rock stations or a couple things like
No doubt, like Colin Hay, for instance, he's got this new album, and there's an audience for that.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's definitely this.
Sadly, most just don't know about it because his audience is 73 years old.
Right.
So they're not on Facebook.
Right. I'm just kidding. Yeah, and you're not going to hear probably a Colin Hay song on the radio. So
maybe.
It gets pop. You might.
Magic 99.5.
Well, yeah, you might. But that would be Down Under by Men at Work. You wouldn't hear the Colin Hay.
You wouldn't hear the new single?
Probably not, no.
Number 9 on Billboard right now? Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, people talking about, you know, just going streaking. You've already got people, like, losing their jobs, man. Pants are off, running down the hall at work, someone said. Somebody said we need to swim naked down the Rio Grande from Bernalillo to Belen.
Oof.
Somebody else said, Dex, I've got a sweet idea. Cut off someone's finger for an iPhone. Exactly.
Man, we were huge for about a month.
Yeah. And then you got fired.
Well, we wanted to cut off a hand next, but they wouldn't go for it.
I'm just saying, it's possible to be an artist, not do anything crazy, and come back. You know who I thought of, which is a terrible... Oh. Remember Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
Remember how for like 4 years, nobody remembered who they were? Because they had that major hit with their first record, and then went... Mrah! And then they went off and did solo careers, and then all of a sudden right now, they're like on top of the world again.
Yeah.
Number ones again.
You're right.
What did they do crazy? Nothing. Nothing.
No,
they just wrote
did.
It. They just wrote a good song that didn't sound anything like their first major hit.
Nah.
Okay. That's cool, man. I could be wrong.
Who did Pete Wentz date? Look that up.
What?
Yeah. My whole point is they try to stay in the news.
No, they
Pete
did
Wentz
not.
Pete Wentz was dating somebody famous and had or got a divorce or something. There was somebody famous that he was with. Look it up. Pete Wentz. Everybody was talking about him. That's why they became big again.
That's not why they became big again. That's
then
actually
how did they
when
become
they,
big again?
That's when they took the hiatus because Pete Wentz wanted to go like raise the baby with his wife, yo.
Yeah, whatever. Now they're divorced and look, number one single right now.
Oh, okay. Get out of my life forever. Right.
We got it. Man, we are way late. 585 Live if you want to text in. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President Trump having an Oval Office meeting and then lunch with the Deputy Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Less than a week before the official start of spring, a big winter storm in the Northeast is producing more ice than snow so far.
A Capitol Hill hearing on the nude photo scandal in the U.S. military.
What we see when we look in the mirror may not be what others see.
Researchers conducted a survey and found that 98% of the respondents believe they were part of the nicest 50% of the population. But most were not very nice at all. Many scored well on things like giving directions to strangers, holding doors open, and the like. But most scored poorly on things like carrying another person's heavy shopping bags, giving blood, or giving money to strangers.
American Airlines says it'll bring back free meals and economy seats on certain cross-country flights beginning May 1st. This follows Delta's lead and leaves United as the biggest carrier with no current plan to restore free meals on any domestic flights.
North Korea is likely to dominate the agenda of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's trip to Asia.
The world's oldest golf club votes to admit female members for the first time in the 273-year history of the Muirfield Club in Scotland. That clears the way for the club to again host the British Open.
Steady hiring plans for the second quarter of the year from the Manpower Group.
The Milwaukee-based temporary staffing agency polled more than 11,000 employers across the country. The Manpower survey shows 22% plan to add staff during the spring months, a 3% increase from winter.
The Federal Reserve opens a two-day meeting in Washington to discuss interest rate policy. The Fed seems likely to raise rates for the third time in 15 months.
Hello. Welcome, everyone. Dex and Steve-O. Man, beautiful day here in Albuquerque. 746.
High today of 79 degrees.
Traffic!
Taking a look at the roads! Sorry, I just got a really sappy text. I-40 East at the Big Eye right there, I-25, the transition ramp. An accident reported. There's also an accident reported Carlisle Boulevard at I-40. An accident reported Wyoming Boulevard at Manal. An accident reported Coors Boulevard South at Paseo del Norte. Guys, what's wrong with you today? Why? It's because yesterday Dex said it was okay to run red lights and now everyone's getting an
accident.
Don't
do it, guys. I didn't say that.
That's your look at traffic.
Brought to you by your March Madness Bracket Tip of the Day.
It's time for your NCAA March Madness Bracket Tip of the Day. Phoned in daily from an anonymous source and location. And now, your Bracket Tip of the Day.
I have it from a pretty good source. Do not take Oklahoma State over Michigan.
Tony, get off the phone!
I gotta go.
This has been your NCAA March Madness Bracket Tip of the Day.
I actually listened to that tip yesterday.
Yeah?
I picked Michigan.
Good for you. Good for you. Michigan Wolverines all the way. That's my, I've been following them from since I was a kid. I mean, Fat Five, come on.
I mean.
Come on, man. Chris Webber. Jalen Rose.
Wondering if Amber's calling us today.
Who?
Did you just say who? Because remember how I've been trying to get an interview together with Amber?
Amber Midthunder?
Yes.
Wait, I thought she was coming in.
She's coming in next week. And but I couldn't remember if we were going to have her call in today as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of feel like we shouldn't.
I know. Guys, can I tell you the coolest story of all time? Because I'm a nerd, and to me, this is the best thing in my life right now. There's a little show on television called Legion. You may have heard of it. It's on FX. It's on Wednesday nights, and it's my favorite show on television.
No, it's my favorite show.
Okay. Well, I remember how I saw it before you, and I said, this is going to be the best show on television. It's my favorite show.
I'm a nerd.
Show.
I'll give you that.
David Haller, he is actually the son of Professor X, and it's about his character, who is thinking he's schizophrenic, but really probably the most powerful Omega level, you know, psychic slash telekinetic slash awesome mutant on the planet. So he doesn't know any of these things yet. And there's a group of mutants that are basically trying to like help him.
Yeah.
One of those mutants is Carrie.
Loudermilk.
Yeah. Carrie Loudermilk. And she is awesome.
She's got a pretty big role. And
dude,
she's from
amazing.
Santa Fe.
Yeah.
And her parents listened to the show.
Her mom was listening to the show and was like, hey, wait, Steve-O just said he was a fan of the X-Men. My daughter is currently in X-Men.
My daughter's Carrie Loudermilk?
Yeah. She's totally on this show. Have you heard of it? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. No pics. That's my favorite show.
Yeah.
Trying not to like freak out. She's coming in studio next week.
I know. That's great. Well, if she does call in, it could be a tease for next week.
I mean, today, you know, I'm wearing my Harry Potter shirt. Okay. It's a good shirt, man. Right. My friends in Oklahoma City, they have a t-shirt company, and made this one. I mean, come on. Do you get it?
I don't. Well, yeah. What does it have to do with what we're talking about?
Because I'm a nerd, and I wear nerd shirts all the time. And so I have a laundry
list.
Okay,
Baxter, calm down.
Of laundry list of X-Men nerd shirts. And I'm like,
nerd alert.
Which nerd shirt do I wear in front of her?
Oh, man.
Because, you know, I always used to make fun of the kids that would wear the band shirt to the concert. Like, I'm at Skillet with my Skillet shirt. And it's like, yeah, you're here. We know you're a fan. You're at the show.
Yeah.
Do I play it cool?
Oh, man.
Like when you were interviewing Korn, did you wear your Korn t-shirt?
Yes.
Shut up.
No, of course I did. Yes, I did. That's how I roll, man.
Why are you trying to make me an idiot? You did not.
So is she coming in studio? I don't get your point, because if she's calling on the phone, why does it care what shirt you're
she's
wearing?
She's coming in studio.
Today?
No!
But why bring up your shirt today if she's coming in next Wednesday?
Because it's a big decision, and I've got a week to figure this out.
Get out of here.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. We just wasted 3 minutes.
Next week, Amber Midthunder in studio. I can't wait.
But is she calling in?
Today?
Yeah, you just said she was going to call in.
Well, originally she was going to call in, but then hey, I'm going to be in Albuquerque. That's like, well, why don't you just come on the show?
Okay. So you made it sound like she was going to call in today, though.
Oh. Well, originally she was going to call in
today. Okay. All right. You're so confusing. You get so worked up.
Nerd stuff probably really excites you because you're a nerd.
Pretty much. Okay. All right, I would like to talk about showering with soap. Let's talk about this, because I would hope that everyone listening that takes a shower uses soap.
Man, you had a golden opportunity to rhyme, and you took too long in that sentence, and it didn't work out. I would hope you use soap. Don't be a dope. Nope. That's all you had to do,
hey, man. You're
like,
the rhymer.
I would hope.
You're the man. So
that when
that's your
you
job.
Use a shower, that's that you job, lather Steve. Your body with this.
Okay. Is it worthless to shower with soap?
Oh, gosh. We're going to fight, man.
That's the question.
Oh, I'm going to fight all the dermatologists.
Well, I wouldn't say that it's all of the dermatologists. It's one dermatologist, and she is at the University of Toronto. Her name is Sandy, and she's currently working on a book that makes a pretty wild claim. You don't need soap. Again, she says, you don't need soap. Quote, if you go to work, dress in a long sleeve shirt and pants, you're in your office all day and you go home, there's no reason for you to use soap.
Man, everybody in cubicles who has that smelly neighbor is so mad at you right now because they're like, you are condoning my coworker and his terrible hygiene.
Even if you've been at the gym, you don't necessarily need soap.
I couldn't disagree more.
Water is more than enough to clean off. That is exactly what this dermatologist said. She says, we're not getting anywhere close to as dirty as we think we are. Okay? She brings up a good point right there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're out there working a construction job, you're outside, I can see probably, yeah, for sure, you use soap. But if you're the guy that just long sleeve shirt,
no,
wears a suit, you aren't outside very much during the day.
Okay, maybe.
All right, here's what she's saying.
Ugh.
Modern soaps are so filled with chemicals that they're doing more damage to our skin than good. They're just making us itchy. Don't even do a particularly good job at getting the bacteria off of us. So the question: should you ever use soap? She said, sure, if you're actually dirty, but if you're showering with it daily, it's really unnecessary. It kind of makes sense. You should use soap, but do you have to? It's almost like washing your hair every day. Most people, I think, don't wash their hair every day, right?
I mean, I do. Look at my hair. No, I don't.
Because they say it's bad for your hair.
Right.
Because of the chemicals.
I used to.
It dries out your hair.
Yeah, I used to. And then I noticed my straw-like condition.
Mm-hmm.
And was like, ugh. I'm even using conditioner, dog.
Yeah. The natural oils.
Yeah.
They say it's good.
When I started growing my hair long, I realized it was way healthier to not. Yeah.
So I will put this up to the challenge.
No, please don't.
I'm not going to use soap again. But
no, please don't,
most
dude.
Of the time, I'm probably just going to jump in the shower.
Oh, I'm going to throw up everywhere.
And just wash myself with water, and then I'll get out.
Okay.
And we'll see.
Soap helps eliminate body odor. That's what a
Yeah, but it's killing our skin, man. It's killing our skin. My skin is so dry.
By the way, speaking of hygiene, we just got a text on the live line that said, Dex and Steve-O, you rule. Thanks for getting up so early to bring us great radio. Keep up the great work. God is really using y'all to bring light to a hurting city. Much love from the barbershop.
What's up, barbershop?
Dude, let's go get our beards.
Have you ever gotten that done?
Once by a lady. And I was like, you've never had a beard. And sure enough, it was not a fun experience.
Wow.
No, it hurt.
Really?
Yeah, she messed it up bad.
Huh.
Joey and I went and did that once because we're like, we did this like beard off and we're like, yeah, growing beards long. And they were like, we should go to a classic barber. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, never again.
Wow. Yeah, I used to get razor. Done all the time.
Put this towel on your face. It was horrible, man.
I love putting on that aftershave. That's one of my favorite things after a nice cup.
Oh, gosh.
I feel so good.
Get out of my
life. It's like drinking the first sip of a Coke. It's so spicy.
Oh, gosh.
It's so spicy.
Alexa, play some Nickelback.
I don't think you said it right.
But... Shuffling songs by Nickelback.
Oh! Yeah, man. This goes out to area code 505. 508. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
Army member just said, Alexa, play some Nickelback in all caps. Oh, sorry, Alexa. I just want you to keep playing it. Sorry, I said your name.
Say my name. Say my
Shuffling
name.
Songs by Nickelback.
Okay, thank you. I just. Okay. Oh, wow. She changed the song. I didn't even.
Yeah, she plays the same four
Alexa,
songs.
Alexa, I didn't mean for you to stop playing Nickelback. I just wanted you to keep playing Nickelback.
Sorry.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, I know, because you're still playing Nickelback. Wow. I just want... Play some Nickelback. Gosh.
Shuffling songs
no.
by Nickelback.
No. Mm-hmm. She keeps doing it wrong.
Well, you know...
You can't say words in front of her, or she'll mess it up.
Best friend gave me
oh, gosh, I would have died.
This is your fault.
Alexa! Stop! Gosh. See what you did, Starmie.
Steve-O was mean.
I know.
Okay, you know what, Alexa? Knock it off! You're worthless!
You need to stop that.
No. I feel like she doesn't understand me, all right? Alexa, I just wish you'd do your job.
Steve-O, shut up.
No, you shut up.
Oh, you think that's funny?
I mean, who has a successful morning show? Were you on our last billboard?
That is
hockey
a lie.
Puck? Huh?
You call her a hockey puck?
Yeah, she looks like a hockey puck, man. Look at
her.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to give her body image issues.
This bit is stupid.
Okay.
It's time to move on, boys.
Okay, I'm sorry, Alexa. You know what? I don't want to shame you with your little
You're
hockey
fired.
Puck body. I love you, Alexa. Alexa!
You are a liar.
But I love you,
mm-hmm.
girl. Don't roll away from me.
Yep. Okay.
Because she's round.
I'm just going to turn you off, Alexa. You need a break. All right, we got to take a quick little break here. We got a letter on the way. We'll talk about gadgets spying on you. Poop sniffing dogs. It's going to be a great 8 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
No.
Hey, everybody. This is Quality Tam. I'm about to hear what these boys think of me. I'm willing. I just hope it's the truth. You know what I mean? Because I'll have something to say about it.
This chick on our show that talks a lot that you all know. This one for them hood girls. She's a good girl and loves Jesus. Talking, more talking. Talking up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Charlotte Russe. She got tones so pretty. She just talks. Talk Tam. Mute the mic and don't tell her. She just talks. Talk Tam. Making me want to retire. She just talks. Talk Tam. Say a name and you know it. She just talks. Talk Tam. Make it stop. Somebody break it down. Stop talking. Hallelujah. Stop talking. Hallelujah. Stop talking. Hallelujah. She talks too much. She's gonna give it to ya. Tim talks too much, she's gonna give it to ya. She talks too much, she's gonna give it to ya. Saturday night, every night. Don't believe me, just watch.
Stop. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some coffee in it. You both need a reality check. Steve-O, Dex. Think they're Hollywood, New York. I'm Albuquerque City. The people say I got quality. No jibba jibba jabba. No, no, they say I'm hot. Hot damn. Talking about things that matter. She's too hot. Hot damn. Breaking chains and making walls shatter. She's too hot. Hot damn. You know I'm bringing that heat. That means I'm hot. Hot damn. Don't be tripping cause you just jealous. Quality Tam, bring it to ya. Quality Tam, bring it to ya. Gonna wanna say hallelujah. Cause real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Cause real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Real talk Tam, gonna give it to ya. Monday night through Sunday night. Close your mouth and let me talk, yeah. No, seriously, I'm trying to finish my sentence. It's not even... Just forget it. It's done. I don't even need to try to talk. Nope, I get it. I get it. Anyway, this has been Quality Tam featuring... Quality Tam? Yeah, Steve-O and the one and only. Dex.
Beautiful song. Hot Tam. Climbing the charts. Star 88, good morning. Dex and Steve-O, 807.
High today of 79 degrees. Taking a look at the roads, and it is a nightmare in the ABQ right now. There's an accident reported Central Avenue at Tramway. And that's messing up things over there in the southeast end of town. Also an accident, Wyoming Boulevard, right at Manal. reported a little bit ago. Earlier this morning, Coors Boulevard south of Paseo, there was an accident reported. I don't know if that's cleaned up yet. It's still showing up on the map, so be careful. Also an accident, University Boulevard at Manal. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
All right, before the break, we were talking about this dermatologist at the University of Toronto named Sandy. And she's working on a book, and she's claiming in her book that you don't need soap.
Ugh.
And she's not saying that you don't need soap ever. She's saying that if you go to work, you dress in a long sleeve shirt and pants, you're in the office all day, you go home. She says there's no reason for you to use soap. Even if you've been at the gym, you don't necessarily need soap. Water is more than enough to clean you off. She says, we're not getting anywhere close to as dirty as we think we are. Modern soaps are filled with chemicals. They're doing damage to our skin. They're just making us itchy and don't even do a particularly good job at getting the bacteria off of us. So she's saying that you shouldn't not use soap ever, but... are you actually dirty most of the time when you get in the shower?
Yes, bro.
Probably not.
No.
Depending on your job. It makes a lot of sense. Is
hygiene is so important.
Hey, she's not saying not take a shower, because when you jump in and take a shower,
dude,
you're washing whatever it is that's on you.
I have a preteen and a teenager. You tell me those dudes don't need to scrub their cracks and crevices in their feet.
Sure, with water.
Oh, get out of my life forever.
And use soap once a week, maybe.
I'm gonna
maybe
fight
twice.
You. I'm so glad they're in school to
Listen,
not hear this.
I'm not saying that I agree with it, but that's what she's saying.
Dude. Especially because you got to think about that. High school kids, mid school kids, y'all got PE, y'all
Man,
are running around
those
being
pits
crazy.
Are cooking.
Yeah. Nasty, dude.
Cooking pits.
I've recently had to pull out the old, hey, here's how you... I've never had to do this before, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, it was like my first hygiene moment with my kids. Right. Like, all right, guys, here's how you properly put on deodorant. I didn't have a dad, so I seriously had never done this in my existence.
Yeah.
No one taught me how to shave or how to... You know what I mean? So, it was fun and interesting and hilarious, and it was like, dude, listen, bro.
You don't want to be the kid at school.
Let me just give you
teases.
A heads up on your breath and your pits and your... Man, you floss, you brush multiple times a day.
Yeah, it's important, for sure.
You're rocking the crevices. You got, man.
Well, she's not saying anything about not putting deodorant on or anything like
Whatever.
That.
Whatever. She's talking about not needing to use soap. And I, dude, my kids come home and I'm like, they take their shoes off.
Kids,
like,
I say yes. Kids like, have to.
Dude, get those socks off. I don't know, burn them, because we'll never get that smell out. And you scrub your feet.
Yeah, I think kids for sure. It depends on what you do, and she makes a good point.
Oh, kids for sure, huh?
She's making a point, but think about how dirty kids are in general, though.
Yeah.
If you're just an average guy going to an average job, you don't work outside, you just work in your cubicle.
I don't believe anyone is average.
How dirty can you get?
Everyone is created for a purpose, and you just belittled people in
cubicles. How dirty can you get if you're inside all the time?
I mean...
Tell me. How dirty?
What if they're not running the AC because they're trying to conserve energy and it gets stuffy
really
and warm?
Sweaty.
Yeah.
That's well.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
You got swamp crack.
She's saying not to not use soap. She's saying that you should use soap every
once
in a
while. Swamp crack, a technical term.
Oh my gosh. Can you say that? What are they saying on the lifeline?
That's what I'm asking.
585 Live.
Somebody said, if you're going to take a shower, don't forget to take a towel. Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, someone said use all natural fragrance free soap, such as shea butter,
hippie soap.
Shea butter, coconut oil, olive oil.
Love
soap.
Coconut oil.
No, man.
Hippie
Come
butter.
On.
Hippie butter.
Hippie butter. Let's see. No. Somebody said it's okay, Dex. You don't need soap. Just dash yourself up with some Brute. Or other cologne from your local grocery. Gross,
dude,
man.
I love the Brute.
Somebody said I work at a clinic, and I can tell you firsthand, people need to use soap. All kinds of yeasts growing on people that don't properly bathe. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine if you are an overweight person, and you probably have lots of rolls and areas that you need to scrub under.
You are an
then you probably need
I'm
to
sorry,
use soap.
I didn't mean that. There are children listening. I don't want them to call their friends idiots at school.
Yeah, you're a bully.
But that's because their friends at school aren't saying stupid things like you.
That's not a stupid thing. That's an actual fact, you weirdo.
According to the Navy Bio-Warfare Training, washing with water is sufficient for like 98% of bacteria and viruses. Wow.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, somebody said, lucky for me, this is a non-issue since I take a shower once a week and put on my cleanest dirty shirt for work. Wait, did you text this in?
Nope.
Somebody said, I have some soap that this guy Tyler Durden sold me. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Somebody said, just an average guy. I also feel like it depends on your body type. Ugh. First, Dex, you refuse lotion, then soap. What do you suggest? We stop brushing and just swish coconut oil, buddy?
Sure, buddy. You know, my skin, I don't have any problems. Probably because I don't use girly lotions.
Oh, really? That's weird, because we just got another text in on the live line from an anonymous source that says Dex takes a bath every Saturday night, whether he needs to or not.
Okay, that's not true.
You don't take a bath?
I like a good bubble bath.
I do too, actually.
Yeah.
I'm down. I've rediscovered that in my adulthood.
Mm.
Bubble bath with nice little like lavender in there.
Yeah, a little lavender.
Just some candles.
Yeah. I don't know about
maybe
that.
Maybe some old classic Mariah Carey.
Yeah. There was a study that came out last year. I was just trying to find it.
I had a vision of scrubs.
Well,
and it was all that you guaranteed to Steve.
There was a study that talked about how much you should wash your jeans. And people were kind of freaking out because there was somebody that was saying, you don't need to wash your jeans every day after you wear them. You can wait like 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, don't talk to me about this one.
Honestly, after that study last year, I wash these jeans once a week.
Why you gotta wash them? Those are Levi's. Stick them in the freezer, man.
Stick them in the freezer.
I'm serious.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just Levi's, though. That's what I've heard.
Why do you stick them in the freezer?
To kill the bacteria.
Huh.
That's what I heard. You don't need to wash your pants.
Wow.
Like ever. Okay. That's amazing. Yeah. That's how I got through the college years. Somebody said, I work at a bank and I have to wash my hands multiple times a day. Oh, I'm with you. Sometimes I could go home smelling funny because money is nasty and there's no way I could give up soap. Mind you, I work inside and I'm not sweating. Dude, yeah, money is gross to me. I don't think I could work at a bank because you're like counting out to 25, 30. My fingers are touching this money. Where's this money been? I don't like money.
My fingers are full of drugs, man.
Oh, okay.
It says the freezer won't kill odor causing bacteria. In fact, it'll just put them to sleep until it's warm again. In the lab, we preserve microorganisms by freezing them.
Are you serious?
You take your jeans out of the freezer and let them thaw, any bacteria that went dormant will simply regenerate.
Good to know.
That's false,
Steve-O. There's bacteria all over my legs right now.
Don't put them in the freezer!
I've actually never put them in the freezer, but I've heard that from so many people, though. What about ladies who wear makeup, Dexter?
Yeah, chemicals, man. You're ruining your face. Knock it off.
Okay.
I don't like makeup.
Somebody said, you're absolutely correct. My mom is a nurse. Some lady came in complaining about a smell. She had a sandwich hidden under one of her rolls.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
True story.
Is this why you always smell like Febreze, Dex? Somebody wants to know?
No, I used to smell like Funyuns and Frito-Lays.
Dougie Doug says, just lather down with some lobster butter, a dash of salt.
Lobster butter.
Ready for a night out on the town. Two things I hate, guys. People who don't use soap and people who don't remember names. Thanks, Teo and Buck. Great radio this morning.
Now, here's the thing. I would imagine everybody has different smells, you know? Everybody smells different. And some people, I think, are probably just naturally stinky and probably need to use soap every day. But I think she makes a good point. I think a lot of the soaps that we put on our body.
You're just lazy and you don't want to use soap.
No, it's not it at all.
You and my wife, dude, you guys are the same person. Makes me crazy.
You know how many times my skin itches or I'm dry when I get out of the shower?
Maybe that's because you're using weird laundry detergent that makes your skin itchy.
Maybe that's it, too.
That's a possibility. You should definitely clean yourself, weirdo.
Yeah, but when I get out of the shower, I'm itchy.
My wife makes deodorant.
Can I get some of that?
You probably can. It's like all natural, like, yeah, but I'm not going to get cancer in my armpits. And she's like putting it on.
Putting the butter in her arms?
I'm serious.
Wow.
She really does that.
Well,
And I'm like, that's cool. Stink. Hand me my Old Spice swagger, please. Cancer? Yeah, but at least I'll smell good in my coffin. Mmm.
Man. All right. Well, I guess whatever you got from this, you do what you want with it.
We got some great, just a nice piece of advice on the live line. A star member said, my dad's advice, you can wear your jeans until they stand up by themselves. I like that. Oh, and I totally missed a great joke that the Starmy picked up on. When you freeze your jeans, cryogenics.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Another one I can't say.
Oh, boy.
Somebody else said, Steve-O, I don't know you. I've never met you, but whenever I watch The Flash, HR makes me think of you.
Good call.
I feel you two are very similar.
Yeah.
We had him on the show recently. Tom Cavanaugh. That actor is... the best.
Yeah, he's great.
He's my favorite part of The Flash, actually.
He's so good.
Maybe that is it. Maybe that's why we're like peas in a pod. Mm-hmm. He was a great dude. I get stoked watching The Flash because I'm like, we talked to that guy. Yeah. He's such a good dude.
He's a great actor.
Although I've got to tell you, man, last night's episode of The Flash, but like it ended and I looked over at my boys and I said, that was stupid. Like, no masking it. Like, that was CW.
Really?
Stupid. Oh. Maybe it's because now we've got good shows like Legion. Like, there's real shows that it just... Last night's episode? Oh, gosh. I don't think it's possible for it to have gotten any more CW last night.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Very, like... Oh, gosh. I don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it yet.
That is disappointing.
It was dumb. It was so dumb. Anyway, somebody just...
Giraffe!
Oh, okay.
Right. Watch!
I guess I'm gonna
it's get, a giraffe!
I guess I'll just get cut off by April.
Real quick, breaking April news on April the Giraffe. There's been a problem on YouTube. The normal link to April the Giraffe is showing that it's... well, not the live feed. So you really have to search for the giraffe cam. I don't know what's going on with that, but it took me a little while to find it. April's fine. Belly's looking big. Oliver's looking great. But no baby yet. Back to you, Steve.
No, I don't want to. No. No, you don't get to do that. You don't get to cut.
Brought to you by FarmAnimalsOnly.com. The number one dating site for livestock.
Sorry, I had to get our sponsor in.
Gosh. Hate all of this.
Back to you, Steve.
Starmy member just chimed in a live line and said they make their own deodorant as well.
Hippie.
They're very happy.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Gosh.
Drops him off the studio for me.
Speaking of The Flash, somebody wants to know if I'm ready for Iron Fist on Netflix this Friday.
Yeah, now Steve-O ruined it. Thanks, man.
How did I ruin it?
Really? How did you ruin it?
Iron Fist?
Yeah.
How?
The other day, you go, man, I'm really disappointed. I've been reading the reviews on Iron Fist, and... they're not so good.
They're trash, actually. People are destroying
it. Watch it.
Nah, you gotta watch it. They're critics. Who cares what a critic says? Speaking of, somebody wants to know my opinion on This Is Us last night.
Okay.
No, it was not the musical episode of The Flash. Now everybody's just chiming in on The Flash. I apologize. That's weird how people want to talk about nerd stuff. I guess it's not as lame and you know, just niche as other people assume. Dex.
Me? What did I say about that? I mean, you can talk about it all day, bro.
Okay. From the, it's better to be cool and dead than uncool and alive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Somebody else chimed in. Said, I just use baking soda on the old pits.
I've heard that.
Been doing this for 5 years. Zero smell, even after a heavy, sweaty workout.
You know what else I've heard works for your teeth?
Huh.
To get stains off and keep them white? Charcoal. Brush your teeth with charcoal, and that keeps
get out.
Takes stains off of your teeth.
Get out.
No, I'm not going to.
Forever.
No.
I have a question for you. A little off topic, but
for
a
me?
Starmy member. It's a real question. Who is the least guiltiest president?
The least guilty?
Yeah.
That's a dumb question.
No, it's not. Obviously, Abraham Lincoln. Because he's innocent. Am I right?
Okay.
Innocent. Like, because he's on the penny.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what I did?
Yeah.
Fun Joke Friday on a Wednesday.
All right. I found this. You dip a clean, wet toothbrush into the powdered charcoal.
Get out. Go away.
Lean over the container.
And small circles, 2 minutes, very carefully rinse well. It whitens your teeth. Charcoal. Is charcoal toothpaste safe? Yes.
Oh, gosh. I want... Nope.
That's weird, man. I'm going to have to try that. A little charcoal?
Okay. A Star member seriously wanted to know about last night's episode of This Is Us.
Sorry, I'm 2 episodes behind,
whether
guys.
Whether or not we've talked about it yet.
Next.
All I'm going to say is, it was brilliant. Next. It was beautiful.
Next.
Cried my eyes out.
Well, easy, girl, easy.
Tried to talk about it later and couldn't get through it. Crying my eyes out.
You okay, man? You all right?
I may have tweeted Milo Ventimiglia last night. The character Jack on This Is Us. No
oh
joke.
My gosh.
You know, I just realized I haven't checked Twitter to see if he retweeted it or at least liked it or anything. He didn't.
Could you get to the news, please?
I guess he's too busy for me.
Could you get to the news?
Oh, boy.
You know, I want to know how he is so inspired to portray love so well, because no one does it like Milo.
None of that's real.
It is real. Have you ever seen This Is Us? It's the best show on television. It's the sappiest show on television.
Steve-O, shut up.
Oh, okay, Alexa. The NBA fined Golden State star Andre Iguodala. $10,000 for saying that he, quote, does what master says, end quote. When asked if coach Steve Kerr was going to arrest him for Saturday's game against the Spurs, Iguodala has since said he just, quote, likes to have fun with the media. But yeah, $10,000 for saying
$10,000 for saying does what master says?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do what master says.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Is that really finable?
See, that's, I don't think.
Are we too sensitive? Is it because it was like, oh my gosh, he's an African American and his coach is a white dude.
Yeah.
Speaking of too sensitive, did you notice how I called Andre Iguodala an African American and Steve Kerr a white dude?
Yeah.
Is it because I'm white that I can say it like that?
Yeah.
Gosh, we are too sensitive. All right. Beauty and the Beast has already set a record, even though it's not even out. The record? Advanced ticket sales.
Wow.
I will say this. Yesterday I mentioned the fact that it's coming out, and Brody, like the loudest, most, like, gasped yesterday. Yeah. And it was like, oh, okay, so I guess we're seeing that opening weekend.
Ugh, I don't really care.
Come on, bro. Trainspotting 2.
Yes.
Am I right? That also comes out Friday.
It does?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no one knows because everybody's talking about Beauty and the Beast. And I'm like, Beauty and the nothing? Ewan McGregor and Johnny Lee Miller are back together.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just saying. Yeah. Disney's live-action remake for the classic animated film has become Fandango's #1 family film of all time in terms of pre-sales.
Wow.
It's already, like, breaking records. Why, yes, this is the biggest opening in Fandango's 17-year history, topping Finding Dory.
Mm.
You know
what's just going to murder everybody when it comes out?
Logan, because he's got claws and he's angry.
When they come out with The Lion King, is going to destroy everything.
Which, by the way, yesterday we had a conversation. It was the top 10 villain Disney classic songs of all time. I walked into Astro Zombies yesterday, my comic shop, to pick up my books, and Joe was there, and he was listening to Disney music in the back while he was like, yeah, while he's getting the books together, and I said, Joe, we seriously talked about Disney movies on the show today. There was a survey, top 10 greatest villain songs of all time, and he looked at me without, like, blinking or even thinking anything. He goes, be prepared, The Lion King. And I'm like, yep, #1! #1! It's because everyone knows that's the greatest villain song of all time. That's got to be in the remake. If it's not in the remake, I'm going to be sad.
It will be.
Just listen to Teacher. Sorry, I had to get it. I had to get it finished. You're just, like, cutting songs off.
Sorry, man.
Fandango also reports that Beauty and the Beast is surpassing non-family titles. It has already beat out Captain America Civil War, Avengers Age of Ultron, Batman, Superman, Dawn of Justice. How crazy is that?
Man.
According to Fandango, plenty of adults and teens are planning on seeing Beauty and the Beast with a date, significant other, or friend. That was 43%, in addition to the traditional family audience of 44%. So... yeah.
Wow.
Apparently, this is going to just destroy the box office.
Okie dokie.
Which is interesting considering there's been some, quote, controversy surrounding the Beauty and the Beast remake because of the inclusion of, what is it, LaFoe?
As a homosexual?
As a homosexual. He's a gay character. It's like Disney's first gay character.
Are we really surprised?
I mean...
Why should we even be surprised? Everything we watch on TV, they have... There's always a gay couple. There's always a gay person.
People are already chiming in saying that they're boycotting that movie specifically for that reason.
Then you better boycott all TV.
What?
Yeah, boycott it all because it all has that in there. If you're going to be against that, then why aren't you against everything else on TV?
I'm trying to think of other... Like, it's not on all TV.
There's, almost everything that I watch, they have the gay character.
The token gay
dude. They always do. That's everything.
Every new thing
that's out. Yes, they do. 24? Was watching the latest episode of 24?
Oh, yeah. You're right. Which kind of threw me for a loop, honestly, because it's like one of the like super
tough Jack
macho
Bauer type
Jack
characters.
Bauer
yeah.
secret ops dudes.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, dudes. And I'm like, what?
It's in everything, man.
But that's because apparently I'm just stereotypical. Yeah.
The mom in This Is Us, she's gay.
No, she is not. I'm going to throw something at your face.
Everybody's like, what?
No, she is not. Get out of my life. Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians was number 10 on the list because people now just want to know about that list.
And I fortunately knew.
Cruella de Vil. Cruella de Vil.
Okay, speaking of remakes, this isn't in my news, but people are now coming out of the woodwork talking about live action remakes because, yes, they're Aladdin. Did you see that Warner Brothers is in early negotiations to reboot The Matrix?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Is that in my news?
I'm pretty sure. Let me just rewind. Hey, Steve-O.
Hey, man.
I think that they're going to remake The Matrix series. You respond?
How many days ago did we do this story?
Oh my gosh, we did. Steve-O responds with,
no way!
That's dumb!
That is dumb! That is dumb! But I didn't have any news sources.
They'll never do The Matrix!
I didn't have any news sources to back that up, and unfortunately I read the article last night. Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Is tapped to like reboot this.
I love Michael B. Jordan.
I do too, but no.
What? Why
you
not?
You can't touch The Matrix.
Yeah, you can. They need to redo those.
Get out of my life forever!
Man, think of how far we've come.
Yeah!
The fight scenes. Oh my gosh, it would be epic in The Matrix.
I honestly don't like you right now. No, this
like
is real
it.
Life. This
like
is. I'm not. It's not even for the show anymore. I don't even know if I want to finish the show with you right now. You can't reboot The Matrix.
Yeah.
What was that? 2001?
Mm-hmm.
No, 99. When did The Matrix come out?
Yeah, 20 years ago it came out.
Okay. I'm just.
It came out 20 years ago.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna throw up in my mouth. Ooh! It released in 99. Oh, I was right the second time. Oh!
Almost 20 years ago.
Yeah, guys, this is really, really true, by the way. They really are talking about rebooting The Matrix. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Warner Brothers is in the early stages of developing a rebooted version with Michael B. Jordan as the potential headliner.
I'm okay with it. I'm all right with it.
I don't like this. Here's why. Zach Penn is in talks to write the reboot. He's best known for script work on several superhero movies. You know, movies like X-Men The Last Stand, the worst X-Men movie.
No.
He also helped with Avengers. Oh, and Elektra.
Well, you know, I mean.
Oh, gosh. I'm sorry. I'm up, Chuck. I can't do it. You don't touch The Matrix.
Well, they're gonna, buddy. They're gonna.
Oh, gosh.
They're gonna do it.
Everybody is with me. Everybody's saying no.
585 Live, if you'd like to text into the show, 585-5483. When we come back, we're going to give you a shot at winning some the Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets. We have a game for you. And we'll do a letter. It's titled, Why Are You Putting On Cologne? We'll be right back.
Hey! What's going on? Today.
President Trump having an Oval Office meeting and then lunch with the Deputy Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Less than a week before the official start of spring, a big winter storm in the Northeast is producing more ice than snow so far.
A Capitol Hill hearing on the nude photo scandal in the U.S. military.
What we see when we look in the mirror may not be what others see.
Researchers conducted a survey and found that 98% of the respondents believe they were part of the nicest 50% of the population. But most were not very nice at all. Many scored well on things like giving directions to strangers, holding doors open, and the like. But most scored poorly on things like carrying another person's heavy shopping bags, giving blood, or giving money to strangers.
American Airlines says it'll bring back free meals and economy seats on certain cross-country flights beginning May 1st. This follows Delta's lead and leaves United as the biggest carrier with no current plan to restore free meals on any domestic flights.
North Korea is likely to dominate the agenda of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's trip to Asia.
The world's oldest golf club votes to admit female members for the first time in the 273-year history of the Muirfield Club in Scotland. That clears the way for the club to again host the British Open.
Steady hiring plans for the second quarter of the year from the Manpower Group.
The Milwaukee-based temporary staffing agency polled more than 11,000 employers across the country. The Manpower survey shows 22% plan to add staff during the spring months, a 3% increase from winter.
The Federal Reserve opens a two-day meeting in Washington to discuss interest rate policy. The Fed seems likely to raise rates for the third time in 15 months.
Guys, the new Kids on the Block single.
You said it wrong. It's the new Kids on the Block single.
It's the new Kids on the Block single. Man, this song is lit.
Okay. It's like we lose ourselves. Why you gotta ruin it? Every touch. Donnie Wahlberg. We're watching the music video.
Yeah, we Steve and I both were like, this is a really good song.
Give me one more night to love you.
Yeah, girl. Woo. Come on now.
One more night to love you.
You're so old.
Give me one more night to love you.
Sounds so good.
This is a jam right there, yo.
You think they wrote that song?
Yeah, they did. You know why?
Why?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Jonathan Knight.
Wahlberg.
Jordan Knight. Joey McIntyre. Danny Wood.
You know we wrote it.
You don't mess with the five. Is that Joey singing now, or is that Jordan?
That's Joey.
That's Joey, man. Yes.
Okay. How many of the members have toupees now?
Okay, go away. How None many? Of them, bro. Just, don't, yeah, be jelly. Sure. Don't be jelly. Don't be jelly because they still have their hair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, Donnie, he's got short hair.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I mean, he glues still, on that that head of hair.
Get out of my life. Why are we jamming the brand new Kids on the Block?
I don't know, man. It's really that good. It's 8:41. Good morning.
Are you going to tell me that we're going to interview Donnie soon? Because
no.
Okay.
Probably not.
The high's going down. Now it's proclaiming a high of 75 for this day. Traffic. People are getting in accidents everywhere because we mentioned that they're rebooting The Matrix, and we had a few people chiming in
saying they had to pull over. They're getting in wrecks because we're playing the new Kids on the Block.
It's the new Kids. Or you can just say the new NKOTB if you would prefer. There's an accident reported at University Boulevard at Manal. I don't even like talking over this. I don't even like it. Central Tramway, there's an accident reported. That's your look at traffic. I don't want to talk over new Kids.
Someone said, one of the hottest boy bands ever. The more they aged, the more they got hot. Yeah. Okay. Get out of here.
Thanks, Starmie.
Give me one more night to love ya. Oh. They didn't write that song. That is a hit right there. There's no way they wrote that song.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking it up, man. There's no way. We were talking about this morning. How most bands, if you want to be number one, you get somebody to write you a hit song.
I mean.
How much? Who wrote the song? All right. Let's see here. Yeah. Nazaree wrote the song.
What?
Yep. Here you go.
I feel like they could have been co-written by Donnie Wahlberg because he's clearly the best new kid.
Unless he's busy, you know, helping his brother run Wahlburgers, a successful burger establishment.
Is that show still on?
I don't know.
You still watching that?
Dude, we need to have Amber on the show today. I'm having Amber call in. Is that cool?
Amber?
Yeah, Amber Mid-Thunder.
We're having her on next Wednesday.
I don't care. We got to talk about tonight's episode.
Oh, okay. So
please,
she is supposed to be on. Hey, you know what? Whatever. I don't care. She can call in. But yeah, Amber Mid-Thunder. She's on Legion on FX. She plays Carrie Loudermilk. Her character is really awesome, and she's from Santa Fe. Her parents live there, and she's going to come hang out with us in studio next week. She's going to be back in town. You guys have to watch Legion. That show really is one of the best shows on television right now.
I think it's probably the best filmed. It's so good.
It is so trippy the way that they put that show together. I've never seen anything like it. It's a mind trip, guys. It's really cool. 338-3700 if you'd like to call into the show, or you can text in at 585-LIVE. Make sure you guys download the new Star 88 FM app. We have a new update for you if you haven't updated it yet, but we are giving you a chance at an Apple TV.
Yep.
And all you have to do is download the app, screenshot the app on your phone, and then post that to your Instagram and tag Star 88 FM or even the Morning Invasion. You can text Dex Toth or Steve O'Jeter, and we'll put you in to win that Apple TV. We're going to be drawing the winner. Friday?
Friday morning.
Friday morning.
We will announce a winner.
Apple TV, which is cool because if you have an Apple TV, you can actually watch us in studio. You can rewind, fast forward.
You can do that now at star88.fm, you know, if you're
yeah, but, so inclined. The cool thing about the app on the Apple TV is that all of the shows are archived. So you can actually go back and watch all of the shows. Oh. You can watch everything. It's like kind of like a podcast, a video podcast. Pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Did I say what did I say we're going to do? I know we're going to do a letter here. Is there something else we were going to talk about before?
Well, I mean, we're going to have Amber calling in the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay, good.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Oh, we got wonderful letters here. Thank you for writing in, Starmy. Studio at star88.fm. You can always send us letters. Or you could text them in if you want. Whichever. You can actually mail us letters, too. We got one of those. Here's the letter. I have this friend. She's been married for many years now. I saw her recently and she looked upset. I asked her what was wrong. She said she was mad at her husband because before she left the house, she was getting ready to go out with his friends, but he had on cologne. She asked why he put on cologne, if he was just going out to hang with his buddies. They got into a fight over it. I hugged her and said, if this is all you are fighting about in your marriage, then feel blessed because this is silly. But she wasn't laughing at all. It was a big deal, and they were in a big argument. Am I missing something? Is it odd that a man puts on cologne when he's going out with his buds? I titled this, Why Are You Putting On Cologne?
Okay.
It's a good question. Great question, because I have actually been in this situation before.
Where you got in trouble for putting on cologne?
I wouldn't say I got in trouble, but I know Leslie was giving me a hard time because... Because
you don't want to be funky, man.
Yeah, I put on cologne, and I was just going to go hang out with a friend or two, and of course, the significant other says, why are you putting on cologne? What? Who are you really going to go see? But, you know, she was joking. Or was she?
This is an easy one for me. I don't wear cologne.
I don't anymore.
Because it's funky to me.
I usually get that as a gift during Christmas or something, and then I run out like 2 months later.
I don't think it's a big deal. What, you're going out. Like, you want to... I went out with Brodus last week. We went and saw John Wick. And I definitely, like, got cleaned up before I went out because I didn't want to be funky in a movie theater.
Sure.
I don't think it's... I mean, cologne could choke you out in a movie theater. Ugh, I hate cologne.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a big deal.
It is a silly thing to fight over.
Yeah. I wonder what else is going on. I wish you would call in so we could know. What's under the surface, girl? What are you hiding?
I would like to know from the late... I honestly think this is probably normal for girls to react to. You know what I'm saying? I think this is a normal thing. Am I wrong, ladies? 585 Live. Text in. If your significant other was just going to go hang out with the buds and they normally didn't put on cologne every day and then they put on cologne when they're going to go out with their buds, would that be a weird thing for you? Would you call them out on that?
If they didn't wear cologne?
If they normally didn't wear cologne ever and then all of a sudden they're going to go hang out with the buds, but then they put on cologne? Is that a normal thing to react that way?
See, that's a little different.
Because I think Leslie was just giving me a hard time when she said it.
If you never wear cologne, and then all of a sudden you're like, no, babe, I'm going out with the dudes. Cologne. Spray. Psh, psh. Why are you getting all, like, cleaned up and... Huh? You never do this.
Well, I guess you could say that with your wife as well. What if she never wears perfume and all of a sudden she's going to go hang out with her
You know,
girlfriend.
The funny thing is Chrissy does do that. Yeah. But I'm like...
That's a girl thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, me, whatever. Who cares?
Is this guy cheating?
No, he's not cheating.
Is he a cheater?
Way to put stupid stuff in her brain.
Well,
what are you doing, lady? Why are you so overly sensitive and jealous and weird? What's going on in your world? Huh? That's what I want to know. You have all this time to email into a radio program and tell us how concerned you are about your husband. I'm more concerned about you and your time management.
That's right.
Who are you spending your time with? What's his name? Huh?
What?
Huh?
585 Live.
I'm just saying. That's when people get weird.
Well, I feel like you're kind of weird.
What? Live line's blowing up. Somebody said when it comes down to it, is she insecure? She feel threatened? He may be seeing someone else? It's cologne. Smell nice. Suck it up, lady. Get over it.
Suck it up, lady. Come on, man.
However, somebody else said, if they don't normally wear cologne, that would definitely seem suspicious. Somebody else said, my husband wears cologne all the time, whether he's with me or not. This lady seems like she may have some trust issues. However, somebody said, I don't think this is a big deal, but when I think about it, I do only wear cologne for my wife. And it's one that she chooses, so why would I be wearing cologne elsewise?
It's a good call.
Or otherwise. There has to be more to the story. There's got to be something else happening. The guy has probably gotten busted doing something else that's causing the wife's insecurity.
I love that.
Somebody said, I would say you smell good for once. Nice, nicely done. Does she wear makeup when she goes out? Somebody else wants to know. Maybe he doesn't use soap because he's worried about his skin, so he uses cologne because he listens to us.
Oh! No, that's not it.
Another star member said, honestly, we don't know their relationship, but chances are if she's nervous, there's got to be a reason. Maybe there's been an issue in the past we don't know about. People don't usually distrust each other for no reason. Somebody said maybe his friends are like Steve-O and make fun of his funk all the time, so he's got to smell fresh.
Beautiful.
Another star member said, I never noticed whether my husband wears cologne or not, so...
That's weird. You know, here at the Morning Invasion, we get endorsed by some beautiful products.
Oh, no.
And if you are gonna wear cologne...
Yeah.
You have to wear the best.
You smell plain. Not anymore. Marvel presents... The Civil War cologne line.
Okay.
Civil War.
Each bottle captures the essence of a superhero.
Essence.
Spritz yourself with Black Widow.
Careful, she bites.
Okay.
Coat yourself in a spicy suit of rich and smart with Iron Man.
Don't get too smart now.
Captain America evokes the musky scent of an antique American flag.
Musty.
Brainwash your senses into dark, passionate confusion with Bucky Barnes.
Is he good? Is he bad?
No one
knows.
Feel mighty, but tiny with Ant-Man.
So tiny.
And then there's the bow and arrow guy who doesn't have a scent.
because he's pointless.
Oh my god!
The Civil War Cologne Line.
Cologne.
Unleash your power by unleashing theirs. Oh, the smell of it.
Oh, beautiful.
You have way too much time on your hands. Way too much!
That's the official cologne of the
that
Morning
is
Invasion.
Not the official cologne of the Morning Invasion.
Yes, it is. Spraying you down, bro.
I'd support that that Captain America one, man.
Here, take the Black Widow for Chrissy.
Nah, that's cool.
I'm going to send a bottle home for you, Chrissy.
It's more of like a sandalwood.
Leslie loves it.
Natural girl.
Yeah. 585 Live if you want to text in the show. We got a letter. This person who wrote in has a friend. She's been married for many years, and she recently saw her. She looked upset. She asked what was wrong. She said, well, I was mad at my husband because, well, before I left the house, he was getting ready to go with his friends but had on cologne. So she asked why he put on cologne if he was going out to hang with his buddies. They got into a fight. I said, sweetie, if this is what you guys are fighting about in your marriage, then you should feel blessed because that's a pretty silly fight.
Right.
She wasn't laughing, and she thought it was a big deal, and they're in a big argument over it. And so this person who wrote in said, am I missing something? This seems really odd. This seems something stupid to fight over.
Yeah.
Isn't that just marriage in general? When you look at all of the fights that happen, aren't they just dumb? Like, most of them are just stupid.
Yeah. Selfish.
Just selfish.
Yeah. I wish you would watch last night's This Is Us, you jerk.
Really?
Like, I was going to crack a joke, and then I was like, nope, because I can't ruin that. Which, by the way, coming up at 9:20, we're going to be interviewing Amber Midthunder, and I am going to just ruin Legion for you. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
We're talking about tonight's episode. You are caught up?
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're not caught up, just be forewarned. Coming up at 9:20, we're going to be talking with Amber Midthunder, and I am for sure going to be talking about last week's episode and what to expect on tonight's episode. Because, man, last week it was like, next week on Legion. And it looks awesome!
I don't think I saw the preview for next week.
Oh, well, remember the end of the episode where when all of a sudden they're all like back at the mental hospital?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. That show is so good.
Yeah, I know! I'd like to shout out to me, who said after the pilot that it was phenomenal. Probably the best show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the next level of good superhero. Like, I don't even call it a superhero show, actually. It's just a really amazing psychological thriller type show.
Wow, they have Legion Cologne.
It'll make your senses crazy.
Okay, get out of here. Get out of here forever. I don't need you.
Yes, you do. I'm going to buy the Legion cologne. You can't stop me.
Oh, man.
I want to have the Legion cologne. I want to have the Carrie line. It's called Carrie Loudermilk perfume.
I don't know how that works because would it be his or hers? His and hers?
Yeah.
It's a cologne perfume.
Unisex.
Is that like CK1?
CK1, man. Yep. CK1.
It just smells like CK1 in the mid-90s.
I remember back when Leslie and I were married, when we first got married, I tried to get her to wear CK1 because I had a girlfriend in high school that wore it. And
oh,
I liked
my
it.
Gosh! You idiot!
I know. That didn't go over very well.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah.
You never tell her
See
that.
See the scar in the back of my neck? That's...
You call that the CK1.
That's the CK1 scar.
It's the cone scar.
Yeah, don't ever do that. All right.
Oh, guys.
Thanks for chiming in. Thank you for the letter. Did we help you? Tell your friend to stop being so silly. But you never know. There might be some other issues going on that we don't know about. Who knows? Therapy, man. Oh, everybody should be in therapy, right? All right, we got more headlines coming up. We were going to give you guys a chance. When we come back, Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets. We have a bunch to give away. So we'll give you a chance to win those when we come back.
Welcome to Colin Oates, your emergency Hall and Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1.
Good morning.
Colin Oates. I love that this is a real hotline.
Colin Oates, it's real. Just really wanted to hear Colin Oates, guys. 904.
High today of 75 degrees. Taking a look at the roads, it seems all the accidents reported earlier this morning have been cleared away. There are no accidents to report at this time. Good job, Albuquerque. You're doing all right. Let's look at traffic.
This is This is my favorite part of the song right here.
Try it again. Take two.
Here we go.
Right here.
Okay.
Song's called One on One, so I feel like you can assume that he's saying one on one, not whoa whoa. I just feel like
I'll stop.
I don't know why I try.
Thank you, Hall & Oates. Never shave the mustache again.
Okay.
585 live. If you want to chime in, coming up here at 9:20. From Legion on FX,
man.
Amber Midthunder will be on the phone.
I am so excited. Her mom listens to our show. That's how this happened. In what is probably my new favorite radio story, she emailed in and was like, "Hey, Steve-O, you just said you're a fan of the X-Men. My daughter happens to basically be an X-Men right now. She's on this show called Legion. Santa Fe girl, you know, no bigs. Which I, of course, immediately lost my mind because I know exactly who her daughter is. Amber Midthunder plays the raddest character. Carrie Loudermilk. Speaking of, somebody wanted to know, A, what is Legion? Because I keep talking about it. It's a TV show on FX centered in we're going to say the X-Men universe. But it's basically about the child of Charles Xavier.
Yes. Talk to me.
I mean, that's all I want to say.
Oh.
Somebody else chimed in and said, "Steve-O, okay, real question for you. What's better, This Is Us or Legion?"
Oh, what are you?
Because you have said multiple times on air that they are both the best show on television. They just Highlandered me. There can be only one.
Yeah. What are you going to say? Steve. What are you going to do, Steve?
Okay. Growing up a 90s comic nerd and still reading comics and absolutely enjoying it, I do think Legion is the best superhero realm television series. I think it's filmed better than anything in television right now.
Talk to me.
So on that front, I would say Legion, because This Is Us, the writing and the acting is phenomenal. It still definitely can be, quote, formulaic. It's a network NBC TV show.
No, it's different.
However, on the flip side, dude, ain't nobody make me cry like This Is Us.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Every week, I'm like an emotional wreck, like, I just miss my dad. I just wish I could talk to him once more.
Yeah, I feel like you're on another level when you watch that show than everybody else.
This Is Us truly reminds me of my father, because he died when I was 6 years old. But it, like, the mustache, the everything, just reminds me of my dad.
Ugh.
And so all of the dad stuff just kills me.
I'm sorry, man.
No, why are you sorry?
Well, because.
I mean, it's good.
Well,
it just makes me want to hug my kids more. Legion makes me want to go fight evil people to the death. So I think it's different. One's definitely super emotional, and I I absolutely love it, and the writing is brilliant. It's very real world, whereas Legion is literally the antithesis of that. It's so out there, but it's filmed in such a phenomenal way. Like, I don't think there's any other show on television like it. You could say that Parenthood came before This Is Us, and before Parenthood there was fill in the blank.
Right.
There's been that type of show. I don't think there's ever been a show like Legion, ever.
Wow.
So on that front, I say it's probably Legion.
It's a bold statement, my friend.
I'm just saying, bro. But This Is Us is like right there, bro.
Yeah, and me, I'm not even a comic book nerd at all. I'm complete opposite of Steve-O.
Okay.
I love this show. This is probably... I think this is my favorite show that I'm watching right now. This is the show that I look forward to every week. So, man, what a privilege... to talk to Amber Midthunder coming up. We're excited.
Yeah, dude.
We're geeking out.
Okay, until we get there.
Sorry, I'm just posting this on Facebook.
You're just posting stuff. I got some news.
I just wanted to post it on Facebook and Instagram so everybody knows.
Maybe get to my news so I can do
it. We're going to do it. And then you had a question you were going to throw out to me, I thought.
Did I?
Or did you say that you were going to do that to Amber?
Well, that was the question of Legion or This Is Us. I mean, somebody just chimed in and said, dude, different genres, you can love them both equally.
Sure.
Because I agree, they're completely different shows.
Yeah.
Completely. Somebody else, by the way, just wanted to take a moment to thank you, Dexter. A Starmie member chimed in on the live line and said, you know, I take a ton of marriage advice from Dex, and he tells stories of his past and things he's done in his marriage, and then I just don't do those things, and it's working out great!
Okay. Glad I could help you out there. Thank you. Yep. If you want to see somebody who has failed over and over again with his marriage,
okay.
This guy.
It's a topic.
And I'm pointing at Steve.
Just kidding. Oh, you got me.
Nah,
what a jerk. Oh, I'm going to stop confiding in you.
Just kidding, guys.
I'm done. No more.
Just jokes.
It's like one joke too far. Now it's just like, well, you're not my accountability partner.
I'm the worst accountability partner. The worst, guys.
Stop it.
Just the worst.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is what I wanted to play. Earlier this week, remember, it was Monday when we talked about the BBC interview, the dad who was getting interviewed by BBC and his kids busted in. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, they recently caught up with him and sat down with another interview with him. Amazing story.
It happened all the time for us, but not like interview things. So that is, it was first time it happened. 60 years?
Yeah. I've been doing TV for a while, and that never happened before, obviously. So.
Yeah, most of the time she locked the door. Yeah. I heard she leaving, but I couldn't find them around me, and I tried to check the door. It was open, so I couldn't think any of those. So it was some chaos for me.
So during the interview, again, his daughter hijacks the interview. She comes busting in.
Want me to bring her in? Dude, this is my life, man. What did you do for your birthday at school, honey?
Whoa, hey, kid. Dad, that kid needs to be disciplined because the dad asked a good question and she looks at him and goes, blah!
But do you think because here's one thing I struggle with. If we always have like a camera in our kid's face, like do we think we're getting that type of reaction out of them? Because I'll tell you what, last night Brody was at the dinner table and he was hilarious.
Because the camera was out?
No.
Oh.
The camera wasn't out. He was saying some really funny stuff. And I pulled out my camera and went, whoop, and put it in his face. And he's like, still talking. Blah, blah. And then he looks at me and he goes, and crossed his arms.
Oh, he didn't want to be on camera.
And I was like, what are you saying? Keep going. Keep going. And he's like, no. Is the picture over? You know, like, he hates being on camera.
Wow.
And he'll be doing something hilarious, man.
Yeah.
And then, like, you put a camera in his face, like, and it's 50-50. There are times when he'll ham it up for a video or something, but more often than not, you just stick that stupid device in their face, and then it's like, ugh. Oh,
it changes everything.
Yeah. So him recording his daughter trying to get like a,
you're right,
something out of him. You know, it's like no wonder she was like, bleh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here he is talking about the response that he's gotten from the BBC interview.
Well, sort of a mixture of sort of surprise and embarrassment and amusement and I suppose love and affection. I mean, it was terribly cute. I saw the video just like everybody else. It is really funny. Basically, beginning Friday night, we've been fairly relentlessly solicited on social media, by phone, by email. We turn off our phones for a while. We just put them in airplane mode or whatever for a while. I've turned off Twitter alerts and Facebook alerts, and I'm not even going near YouTube or Reddit or whatever these other sites are.
Yeah, that's got to be a crazy thing, you know, because everybody wants to talk to you.
Oh, because, of course.
You know, you're a viral video. I mean, that's...
We posted the video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm. It was hilarious.
Yeah, he's trying to do a serious interview on BBC, and mom, the wife, was supposed to be watching the kids, and nope, there comes daughter busting through, just having a good old time.
Yeah.
And then the baby in the little stroller right behind. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of invasions, we got a question on the live line. Somebody wants to know when we're invading Las Cruces. They haven't heard yet.
What?
A week from tomorrow, my friends, March 23rd, we will be doing the morning invasion live from Las Cruces. That's right. You can come out and watch us stare at our devices while we read stories and try and be funny in front of a live studio audience. It's going to be mostly uncomfortable, kind of comical, but really, genuinely, mostly just uncomfortable.
But you'll get moments like this.
They made the impossible.
Excuse me.
Oh.
I'm not going to have a desk to bang my fist on when I laugh. What am I going to do?
Oh, man.
I'm going to have bruises on my legs.
All right. You guys ready to get crazy?
Las Cruces.
We're going to be broadcasting live in the morning at the Plaza de Las Cruces. The address is 100 Main Street. That's in Las Cruces. 88001. And, come hang out with us. We'll be broadcasting live from 6 to 10 a.m. Thursday, March 23rd for the... Las Cruces morning invasion.
You are awesome. You're amazing, dog.
Hey, we should just cut that and make that a promo because that worked.
That did.
And now people will know.
Yeah, that'll work right there.
We even have tickets to Rock and Worship Roadshow, so we'll be giving some away that morning during the broadcast. Yeah.
Beautiful. All right. Let's do some news and then we'll talk to Amber Midthunder from Legion on FX here in just a few minutes.
I'm so nervous, guys. No, not really. The Cranberries have an album coming out next month of acoustic takes on their classics, and yesterday they released the unplugged version of Linger. Play it!
I'm trying, man.
Play it!
It's not loading.
Here we go. You know I'm such a fool for you.
You strap my finger around my pillow.
No, that's not the words. Shut your mouth. Oh, I love the Cranberries!
Dolores, you're so old! This is cool. I like this. Ready for it? Sorry, man. Keep rolling. I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
You're going to have to listen to it.
Oh, my gosh. Family! Oh, yeah! 90s, guys. Just keep doing that. Old bands from the 90s, acoustic versions.
It's true.
If you could return.
Okay.
She still sounds awesome. Can we play that on Friday for St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, man.
I mean, come on. They're Irish.
Heck yeah.
Right? The album comes out next month. It's an acoustic take on all of their classics. I want to hear Zombie.
Zombie.
Yeah.
Zombie.
I mean, not now. When they do it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you have an acoustic guitar in here. Maybe coming up, we'll do our take on classic Cranberry songs, Unplugged. Are we cool with that?
Yeah.
Hey, we got to answer the phone.
Answer the phone. Good morning.
Hi, this is Amber Midthunder.
Yes! Welcome.
Hey,
Amber. Okay, first of all, huge fan. super, super stoked. Just want to put that out there.
Aw, thank you.
So I got to be on. This is Steve-O, by the way. You're on the phone with Steve-O and Dex. First question. Next Wednesday, I'm having a bit of a crisis. You see, I am a crazy nerdy X-Men fan. Like, I have a Magneto tattoo and a Cable tattoo because, no joke, I'm not even being funny. Nerd, right? So
you're really in there.
I'm in it,
like,
yo.
Deep in.
I was at New York Comic Con with you last year, but I feel really bad because Theo Rossi, who was on Luke Cage, was there as well, and we've had him on the show a few times, so I was like, dude, I only have time for one thing, so I went and kicked it with the Luke Cage people,
Bad move.
And it was like,
you were at New York Comic Con?
I was. I go every year.
Yeah, that's how much of a nerd he is.
Whatever. I usually go to cover stuff and interviews and fun things like that. Yeah, I don't know if you remember any of the Marvel people, but Bill Higa, he's a friend of mine, and he was running like the big Marvel booth area where you guys were doing the signing and stuff. And so, yeah. So I was out there and I didn't go up and say hi to the Legion crew. And then I started watching Legion and I'm like, this is the best show on television. Dang it!
Big mistake.
Yeah,
big mistake. We can forgive you.
Okay, okay.
And Amber,
Legion's where it's at.
It is.
So you know.
Oh, it is.
Amber, let me tell you, I'm not a big comic book person, and Legion is my favorite show on TV right now. I've been saying it even before we were going to interview you.
Yep.
I love this show. It is like no other show I've ever watched.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
It is literally like nothing that exists.
I think that's why it's so great, because I got busted this morning by a Starmie member. They're our little army of Star 88 fans, because somebody said, Steve-O, you say this regularly. Legion is the best show on television, but you also say that This Is Us is the best show on television.
That's true.
So I kind of got called out, and I had to decide which one was really the best show on television. And the good news is I stuck with Legion because it's unlike anything else, whereas I've cried before watching other shows and not, you know. But the question is, do you watch This Is Us, and what did you think of the finale?
I haven't watched the finale yet.
Okay.
Nobody tell me
okay,
that.
Well,
yeah, I haven't either.
Dex hasn't
did
either.
Did it come on already?
Yeah, it was last night, Amber!
We're not caught up. Don't say anything.
I'm just going to... Yeah.
I've watched every episode up to... I only got on the This Is Us train, like, last week.
Oh, dude.
But I watched them all.
You've binged
it. I love that show.
Okay, wait. I can't believe... I have a question then, because... This Is Us is a show that, for me, like, I jumped on at the pilot because, again, nerd and a huge fan of Milo Ventimiglia because of Heroes. And so I was like, oh, he's got a new show. I'll check it out. So I watched it, like, the first week it premiered, and it was like, this is the best show ever. I'm going to watch it every week. And every week, I'm, like, snotty crying on my my couch as a grown-up, which is weird. How did you binge this show and survive?
I think it was a healthy amount of detach. I just sort of watched it and I took it in and I was like, that's crazy. And I just powered through. So there was like, and I'm a crier, but there was less crying involved because I think it was just some level of shock and I just had to like power through.
Yes.
Because I had 17 episodes. That was like a
man,
lot.
Man, how did you survive, man? That's
I'm proud
crazy.
Of you, girl. I'm so proud of you. You did it.
It was intense. I know, I texted, I have a friend who, like, she loves This Is Us, and I was like, I didn't get on, I think, because when did that show start airing? Like, October?
Yes, right? September, October.
Hmm.
Okay, so we were still shooting Legion at the time, so I didn't have TV, and I didn't have time to, like, you know, watch a show like that, so I was like, oh, I just missed it, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who was like, you're crazy, you should watch it.
Yes!
You're nuts. And I was like, okay. And then my mom started watching it, and I was like, okay, I'll try.
I'll check it out.
And then I was like, I just gotta do it. I just gotta watch all of them, like, right now. I watched it in, like, seriously, an embarrassingly short amount of time.
Oh, okay, I'm telling you and Dex right now, just get ready. Just grab your favorite pillow and maybe some Kleenex. The finale is centered around Jack and Rebecca. And essentially that's the whole episode is their relationship, and it's centered around before they even met.
Oh, really?
And wow. and the present. So I'm telling you guys, it's
okay.
It's real good, guys.
Since Steve-O just gave us a little teaser about This Is Us, can you give us a teaser about tonight's episode of
Oh
Legion?
My gosh. Well, yeah, I mean, we got to set up the end of last week's episode where all of a sudden they're like, "Boom, we're back in the crazy insane asylum right? and what is happening and what's real and what's not." I don't know. What are mm-hmm. we What is mm-hmm. Can you just tell us it all tonight and help us understand what's real and what's not, because oh my gosh, it's crazy, girl.
Okay, well, I'm going to say it. I never know what to say about this
show. I know,
show.
Right?
It's yeah. so hard to talk about. Tonight's episode is kind of, it kind of goes deeper into the direction that we've been going in terms of you get more information about what's actually happening.
Okay.
But at the same time, it goes like in the exact opposite direction of everything that we've experienced so
oh
far.
My
I know
gosh.
That's a super lame answer and that no. means nothing.
That's but, everything.
You know, there you know, we left off in Clockwork, so it's like, what can you say about that?
Oh man.
You gotta just experience it. That's Noah's whole thing, is he's like, I don't need you to understand it. I'll explain it to you. You just have to experience it and pay attention, which is like, that's all you gotta do. It's hard, like, it's harder. It's easier said than done.
Yeah.
But he's got a plan. He's a smart cookie.
I'll tell you what, Amber, I'm not even kidding. Like, nerdy comic book guy, grew up with comic books. I still read comic books every week because really, nerd. So there's been superhero shows and yeah, you know, and you know, The Flash is fun and CW, whatever. Supergirl, not so much, mm-hmm. but you know, there's shows that I dig, shows that I don't dig. And mm-hmm. then, you know, Daredevil came along and the entire Netflix run has been pretty great. I thought Luke Cage was less stellar, but still, it was still a good show. I really do think Legion is completely set apart because Noah Hawley is like, hey, I'm going to make something that's completely different, but somehow still set in this X-Men universe. And it's been a trip, man, to say the least. And my biggest question is Carrie real?
What do you mean? In the sense that it's like, is it all real?
Or yes! Like, what do you... I'm seriously like, to this point, because I'm a nerdy comic dude, you know? So like,
you
most
look
people,
deep into it.
Most people aren't like, oh, well, David obviously is the son of Professor Charles Xavier and blah, 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 blah. And yet as like a comic book nerd, I'm like, this dude's got like 140 people running around in his brain. Are any of these people real? Or is he seriously just crazy in his mind right now? Don't say anything.
Yeah, well, okay. You just said so many things that I have responses to.
You do? Okay.
Calm down, Steve-O.
I know. I want all the responses. People are chiming in like, I've never heard Steve-O nerd out like this before. He's smitten. I'm quite taken. I apologize, Amber.
Oh,
I'm excited
great.
To hang out with
no,
you.
No, it makes me happy that you're a comic book fan and you still like our show, because I think that there's a healthy mix of that.
There you go.
Noah's very open about Noah Hawley, the creator of our show.
He's yeah.
very open, I think, about the fact that, like, it is sort of, he's taking Legion, the character and the story from the idea from the comics, but I felt like he was very open about the fact that he's making his own
good
story with its own feeling and its own sort of, because, you know, it's not like he looked at the comics and he went, we're making issues, you know,
yeah,
1 through 18 or whatever. Like, he was, he's making his own story. So it makes me happy that you still enjoy it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Oh gosh, you said so many things.
Well, let me say this that goes along with what Steve-O said. You know, he mentioned is it real? Is it in his mind? Because last episode we found out that the monster inside of him
is like a parasite.
It's like a parasite.
Yeah.
It's real. And
something
they're trying
outside
to,
of him.
They have to get that thing out and kill it. So I mean,
yeah.
that right there kind of shows that. There's real things happening. It's not just in his head, you know, he's not just crazy.
But if all the characters are in his head, then they could be creating this storyline. So it could be that it's not real and that he's being lied to by the other people in his brain.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Jeez. You know, okay, if Carrie's not real, nobody's told me that.
Okay, good. I love your character so much. When we finally got more about Carrie, when she was like, "I'm grabbing this really amazing bat and I just want to fight," like, she really shined. Like, you did such a phenomenal job. That episode is still one of my favorite episodes because we need more of you, man. We really do, because you are the fighter. Everybody else is like, "I'm crazy and I'm kind of whiny," and you're like, "I just want to kill people, you know, no bigs." So
yeah, that's a lot of fun. It's kind of cool that, like, I get to be the muscle,
right?
You know, that's a little
because you're little the different. You're like the tiniest little thing, and yet somehow you are the brawn of this TV show, which makes it even cooler, I think.
Yeah,
it is. It's a very interesting ensemble. That's the cool thing, is that Noah's very, like, he's just a very inventive thinker, and he's a very inventive, you know, creator and creative. So that's just sort of part of being in his world, is he's like, yeah, small Native American girl.
Right.
Yeah. Muscle.
Huge bat with spikes.
Other people are there too. Yeah.
I think one of my favorite parts of last week's episode was when he got to meet up with Oliver Byrd. And that scene where, you know, Oliver is just dancing and playing music. And then Dr. Byrd is talking about how we need to bring him back. You know, I want my husband back. And I had the question was Oliver real?
Real, then yes. And he's stuck in the astral plane because you saw his body.
So yeah, I loved that part, man. I thought that was great, dude.
I gotta know, because obviously we're talking with Amber Midthunder, by the way, who stars in Legion, which is the best show on television. You're a little Santa Fe girl. You're like a local.
I am.
You know, the best part about this is the way that it even came about was I was being a nerd about the X-Men last week, and your mom hit me up and was like, "Hey, Steve-O, listening to the show, hilarious. You mentioned the X-Men. My daughter's basically an X-Men." And I'm like, "What?" So, how did this come to be?
your mom's so proud.
Your mom's the best, dude. I love your mom. We've been we text. She's cool.
Thanks, mom.
So the big question was like, "Oh, dude, Santa Fe girl, how did this come to be that you are Carrie Loudermilk on FX's Legion?"
Well, I mean, I grew up like when I call my fundamental human skills. In a small little valley town outside of L.A. when I was, like, a tiny little kid. And then we very quickly moved away to Santa Fe, and I grew up there, and then I came back to L.A., and that's how that happened. I stayed in New Mexico. I was raised in New Mexico from the time I was, like, well, I was born there, first of all.
Right.
And then we moved, and you're about to get my really long life story, and I'm going to try to not do that.
We'll save that for next week.
You could, I mean, you know, we could get the Wikipedia version.
But anyway, when I was a kid, I was born there, and then we moved away for a second, then we came back, and then I grew, and you know, my mom is a casting director in Santa Fe, and she casts movies in New Mexico, and my dad is an actor. He was an actor, he's an actor in New Mexico, so I just sort of grew up in the New Mexico film industry. Like, I lived in my mom's casting office, and when my dad would be on a job, I would go, like, visit him on set, and that was sort of my introduction to the whole thing, to the whole, this whole weird world of movie making, and I just really liked it, and I grew up, and then eventually I was like, how do I do more of this? It was very obvious that it was like, you go to L.A., and I was like, oh, but I live in Santa Fe, and, you know, life was like, no, not right now, you don't go.
Yeah,
wow.
But it's great, because I've gotten to spend a lot more time at home now since the show.
Yeah. That's cool. This is fantastic. I love it. And we're excited. Next week, coming in studio, we'll get to hang out for a bit. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And we can get, like, way nerdier and deeper into stories and hanging out and having fun. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I can answer all your questions.
Yes. And, dude, seriously, congratulations. Because I remember being at NYCC. And, I mean, that's, to me, I know San Diego's huge as well. But I personally just think New York Comic Con is the absolute best. And I remember just the droves of nerds, like, just waiting to try and catch a glimpse of this brand new show, Legion. And it's been such a success, not just from, like, the super nerds, but in turn, like, it's just a fantastic show in general that's amazing. So kudos to that. I'm stoked on it. So cannot wait to hang out next week. But
yeah, I'm excited to be in there with you guys.
Yes, it'll be cool. So
this was a little warm-up.
The
interview.
Teaser.
Yeah.
This is the teaser trailer for the full hangout next week.
Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing the episode tonight.
Oh, dude,
Legion on FX.
I mean, they're in Clockworks. Are you kidding me?
So
yeah.
Aubrey Plaza being cray cray.
I love this episode, by the way. Good.
Yes.
This is one of my favorites.
Okay,
I
good.
I love this episode.
Oh, good. Man.
Wait, fun fact, we did New York Comic Con while we were shooting this episode.
Really?
Very disorienting.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So where's the show actually shot?
Vancouver. We shot the first season in Vancouver, Canada.
Okay. So there you go. That must have been fun, traveling from Vancouver to NYCC. Mm.
Yeah, that was a fun... I'll tell you guys about it next week.
Okay, cool. Good. There you go.
All right,
man.
Amber.
Amber Mid-Thunder. I can't wait. Next Wednesday, hanging in studio. Of course, Legion tonight on FX. We're on chapter 6 tonight, guys. We only have a couple chapters left.
We'll talk to you soon, Amber.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to nerd, how nerdy was I?
You were so nerdy. I've never seen you that nerdy.
You realize I was like, I told her to wait because we were supposed to get details for next week.
Go ahead.
Oh, my
gosh. Hit the button again. It's just, I'm so sorry. Well, I thought you might say some things that, you know.
No, I mean, I'm being serious.
Sorry.
I mean, come on. Somebody said, I guess I don't have to watch Legion now. # ruining it all. You know what the funny thing is? What have we said? We've pretty much said nothing.
Yeah.
Because that show, I'm not kidding, guys, it's the trippiest show.
It is so good.
You will watch. And oh, man.
Yep, get on and get caught up. I believe you can watch all the episodes on Hulu or on the FX app. I believe you can get them there as well. Amber Mid-Thunder. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's going on in the news today?
President Trump having an Oval Office meeting and then lunch with the Deputy Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia.
Less than a week before the official start of spring, a big winter storm in the Northeast is producing more ice than snow so far.
A Capitol Hill hearing on the nude photo scandal in the U.S. military.
What we see when we look in the mirror may not be what others see.
Researchers conducted a survey and found that 98% of the respondents believe they were part of the nicest 50% of the population. But most were not very nice at all. Many scored well on things like giving directions to strangers, holding doors open, and the like. But most scored poorly on things like carrying another person's heavy shopping bags, giving blood, or giving money to strangers.
American Airlines says it'll bring back free meals and economy seats on certain cross-country flights beginning May 1st. This follows Delta's lead and leaves United as the biggest carrier with no current plan to restore free meals on any domestic flights.
North Korea is likely to dominate the agenda of Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's trip to Asia.
The world's oldest golf club votes to admit female members for the first time in the 273-year history of the Muirfield Club in Scotland. That clears the way for the club to again host the British Open.
Steady hiring plans for the second quarter of the year from the Manpower Group.
The Milwaukee-based temporary staffing agency polled more than 11,000 employers across the country. The Manpower survey shows 22% plan to add staff during the spring months, a 3% increase from winter.
The Federal Reserve opens a two-day meeting in Washington to discuss interest rate policy. The Fed seems likely to raise rates for the third time in 15 months.
It's time for your NCAA March Madness Bracket Tip of the Day. Phoned in daily from an anonymous source and location. And now, your Bracket Tip of the Day.
I just found out something about Gonzaga.
Tony, get off that phone!
Gonzaga, Mike!
This has been your NCAA March Madness Bracket Tip of the Day.
Good morning, Star.
Sorry, I was busy just talking to Amber off air.
Yeah, seriously. So uncomfortable.
just really excited, guys.
I don't think I've ever seen Steve-O like this before, guys. Nerd. He smells like nerd right now.
Okay. I do not smell like nerd. Have you ever been to a Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. It smells like B.O. You're
cooking. I am so fresh and so clean, clean.
You're cooking over there, buddy.
Okay. Somebody just chimed in and said, I love how excited Steve-O gets. Makes me want to watch that show
alert,
now.
Nerd alert,
Somebody actually had a question about the show Legion, wanted to know if it was in reference to the demon-possessed man in the Bible.
No.
Actually, yes.
Oh, really?
Why is it called Legion, other than his name being Legion? That's exactly why, actually.
That's a good call.
Because,
I didn't even think about
because
that.
Because in Scripture it says, we are Legion, for we are many, and this character is an X-Men-ish.
Wow.
He's Charles Xavier's kid. He's kind of crazy.
Because
he has all of these voices in his mind, and so he thinks he's therefore a legion because there are many voices within his one mind.
Well, God,
so yes, actually
know.
But he's not demonic. It's nothing like that. Yes, it's just a reference to it.
Great. Now they're not gonna watch the show, man.
Okay. I feel like if they have more than a 10%, never mind, I'm not gonna say that. I don't want
to. This show, you have to watch it. Steve-O and I have such a hard time explaining the show because, like we said, it is so amazing how trippy this show is. It is just this mind trip. That's all you can say, really.
I can't wait for next Wednesday, honestly, because I really was off air talking to Amber about next week and just about the show in general, because she was saying how fun it is to hang out with people who actually enjoy it, because when doing interviews with people who don't know anything about it or watched it and didn't really understand it, it's difficult because it's really hard to explain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, it's about a dude who it starts off in a mental institution and he's schizophrenic and crazy and sees things and hears things. But it's also that he could be a mutant and he's actually just got powers but doesn't know how to use them. But because of that, you don't know what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
She plays Carrie Loudermilk, a girl who lives inside of another person named Carrie.
Yeah.
Like, how do you explain that?
I don't know. I was even asking Steve. I don't know if he was even on the air or off the air, but it's weird how, I mean, she lives in this professor's, is he a professor? Is he kind
Who,
of
Carrie?
Like a doctor?
The other Carrie?
Yeah. Doctor. He's scientist. She lives in his body and she'll like mutate out of him.
Bill Irwin is the actor. He's also an amazing actor.
Yeah, and it's weird that it's him who's this old guy, and then you have Carrie who's this, you know, beautiful warrior girl. She pops out of his body. It's weird.
Man.
And if she gets hurt, he gets hurt, because they're one.
Right.
But they're not, you know?
Right? Explain that to somebody that's never seen the show.
Strange things are afoot at the Circle K.
Yes, Bill and Ted!
Yeah. Yeah. Get caught up, please, before Wednesday, Stormy, so you guys can be a part of this with us, because it's really, really good.
It's a fun show, okay, man.
Just do it, please.
It's pretty crazy.
All right?
Yeah. But I think one thing that was phenomenal about it was the idea that it's the first time that FX, you know, Fox and Marvel have teamed up, because we've had other team ups before. But this is really like, hey, guys, we want to get this right. So the show just debuted in February.
Nice.
Yeah. It's only got 8 episodes total.
Nah.
We only have 3 more episodes. So, yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah. I'm excited. That was a lot of fun. Also, shout out to Amber's mama for, one, being a Starmy member, because that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, two, for setting that up, because that's also cool. And somebody chimed in and said, hey, you didn't talk to her about Priceless. She's actually, she plays Maria in Priceless.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we know. We only had like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we're saving all the good stuff, man.
Next week, when she's in studio, we'll definitely, because I talked to her about that off air, Joel and Luke, because we love the Smallbone family. They're good people, and they're regulars, yo. So.
Giraffe!
God!
It's a giraffe!
Just take me away!
Let's see. April, looking pretty good.
Okay.
Looking fine, girl.
Okay, you weirdo.
Still prego.
See, you guys can get after me about being a super nerd on really rad TV shows and actors that are in them. But nobody gets after you for watching a live giraffe feed.
Nobody gets after me. Are you kidding me?
Everybody loves Dax.
Yeah, sure.
It's Dax.
Just to give you an update on the giraffe, she's great. No baby yet. She's a liar.
Brought to you by FarmAnimalsOnly.com, the number one dating site for livestock.
Thank you for that sponsorship. Okay. Like I said, she's a liar. Let's do a few more headlines, and then we're going to do a round of Does Amazon Sell It? For a chance at Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets.
Mentioned this earlier in the show, Warner Brothers is in the early stages of developing a reboot of The Matrix because they hate me.
Do it.
There's talk they want Michael B. Jordan from Creed to star in it. No word if the Wachowskis will be involved. The studio wants him, but not necessarily as writers and directors like they were on the original and its two sequels. But here's the thing, man. When they made the original in 1999, they were the Wachowski brothers.
The Wachowski brothers.
But now they're both the Wachowski sisters. I'm serious. So would that change their perspective on the material?
Huh.
Keanu's talked about being interested in another Matrix movie if the Wachowskis wrote and directed it, but Warner Brothers probably isn't interested in Keanu or the Wachowskis.
Let's see what he has to say about it.
If I had a contract right here and it was another Matrix film,
okay,
what would be the sort of the requirements for
the Wachowskis would have to be involved. They would have to write it and direct it, and then we'd see what the story is. But yeah, that'd be weird, but why not? I don't know.
Well, they find ways to bring people back all the time nowadays, right?
So yeah.
that wouldn't hold them back.
People die, stories don't. People in stories don't.
Okay. All right. It's your boy.
No way!
Yes, wait!
Yeah. You're not okay with this. I'm sorry.
Not even a little bit, man. You don't need to mess with the Matrix. Go away. Get some new ideas.
Now, make the Matrix better.
Unless they need somebody that's a Keanu-like person, but not Keanu and younger. Because I happen to know a dude who could totally play that role. I'm going to talk to Amber's mom. She's a casting director. Just be like, hey, bro.
You could play a younger Keanu?
Sha.
Yeah, right.
Sha. You don't think I could play younger Keanu?
No. If you can play younger Keanu, I can play younger Brad Pitt.
No. Wow. If anything, you're younger or same age Jack Black.
Okay. Stop it right now.
You play a mean same age Joe Rogan.
Uh-huh.
Get out of my life.
Or Dana White, whichever.
Word is they're looking for an A-list director and star, so probably not going to be doing that. Yesterday, Rachel Maddow lit up Twitter by announcing she had obtained President Trump's tax returns and would reveal them on her MSNBC show at 9 o'clock. It's too many letters, bro. Let's be real. Way too many letters. Trump. Did you see this? It was actually kind of a bust.
Yeah, this is funny.
And by kind of, I mean... it was a total bust. What she had was Donald's 1040 form from 2005, and there really wasn't anything juicy in it at all. All it showed was Trump made over $150 million that year, and that he paid more than $36 million in taxes. That's no joke.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
It wasn't damaging in any way, shape, or form. If anything, people are suggesting that Trump himself might have leaked it because he paid $36 million. Of course, the 1040 is only a small part of President Trump's tax forms for the year. His full return would be much longer, could potentially cane the smoking gun the opponents are hoping for. But
yeah,
Rachel didn't have it. Nobody had it, even though she milked the announcement for all it was worth by waiting until like 40 minutes into the show.
You know what this is like? This is like when Donald Trump was going after Obama for his birth certificate.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Yeah, it's really stupid. One guy said, quote, "It takes less time to fill out your taxes than for Rachel Maddow to get to what's in Trump's taxes." Some of the reactions on Twitter are hilarious and NSFW. So, you know, welcome to the old Twitters. Hey, remember when Dion's had this ranch gate thing and all of a sudden it's like, there's no ranch. If you're one of those people that got like meat sweats and weird when Dion's didn't have any ranch, I've got the thing for you for your house. I mean, this is, in all honesty, probably what you've dreamt about in your sweaty, weird dreams. You can now buy a ranch dressing fountain.
Yes.
Can I get a hallelujah?
No, dude.
Beautiful, I see it.
Hey, no! We're CrossFit, bro. We eat healthy. A ranch fountain is literally the antithesis.
I'm ordering one right now. I don't have the money, but I don't care.
You know how this happened, right? Some dude was like, hey, man, y'all ever seen one of them chocolate fountains?
Okay.
Them chocolate fountains, man. You like got chocolate, y'all dip it.
All right.
Think about this, though, man.
All right, man.
What's the one sauce you need on everything, man?
Ranch dressing, man.
Ranch dressing, right? Am I right? So think about this. What if we did a spinoff, right? Am I right? That's like the classier version of the chocolate fountain that's way more awesomer.
Beautiful.
We're talking the Hidden Valley ranch dressing fountain.
Yeah, okay.
This is real, dude. Hidden Valley just started selling it. It's a ranch dressing fountain. It can hold 2 pounds of ranch dressing, and they say it's, quote, the ultimate dip dispensing party companion, end quote. It's going to cost you $100.
Beautiful.
No.
It includes 12 large bottles of ranch.
Okay, you've obviously done your homework, because that's true. It includes a case of ranch.
All right, before we get out of here, man, I don't even know if we have time, but we have Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets, 338-3700. We might have time for one round of Does Amazon Sell It?
Okay.
If you would like to go to the Rock and Worship Roadshow, 338-3700, you call now, and you'll get a chance to win them, because we got a ton of these things. Who's going to be there, Steve-O?
I mean, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Francesca Battistelli, but if you're our age, Family Force 5, Christina Sandfield's going to be there. It's going to be awesome. What are you doing, you weirdo?
Why are you farting?
That's the Rock and Worship Roadshow tickets that you're... See, that doesn't sound like that to me. You really think it sounds like that?
Not really.
To me, it sounds like those creepers in Vegas that approach you and they're like, hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, take this. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, we got a bunch of these tickets. We're going to be in Las Cruces next week. So, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you want to go to the Rock and Worship Roadshow?
Absolutely.
It's okay. In Las Cruces, New Mexico. Are you going to make the trek or do you live in Cruces?
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll let someone else have it then.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
I'm sorry. Though.
That's okay.
Hey, buddy.
I wish you would have started with, it's in Las Cruces.
Guess I should have said that. I'm pretty sure I did say that.
Pretty
sure I said that.
Feel like if you said that, it'd be quicker.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, you ready to play?
Are you in Las Cruces?
I'm not in Las Cruces. I'm in Albuquerque.
Are you willing to trek to Las Cruces? Because that's where the show is.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this show for a while, man.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, good.
All right, man.
Next Thursday.
Here we go. This game is called Does Amazon Sell It? I'm going to give you an item. A product, and you have to guess yes or no. Okay? If Amazon sells.
I feel
sells.
Like they sell almost everything.
Almost everything. Okay? All right?
I got to tell you, before we start, I'm, like, super excited. Like, single day. You guys are awesome.
Oh, dude.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. All right, here's your first product, okay? Does Amazon sell poison ivy plant?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be illegal? Is that illegal to sell something poisonous?
No, no, no.
Do people sell rattlesnakes?
Are you sure you want to go with that? Are you sure?
I don't know. I think they do.
Okay.
They do not sell poison ivy.
Oh, man!
But we're going to give you tickets anyways.
We'll give you tickets anyways. Yeah. Just hang on the line because you said you were a big fan, and that's really all we care about. You just totally stroked our ego.
Awesome.
So hang on, man.
Okay. And put that other person on the phone so we can hook them up.
Hi, hello.
We're going to hook you up with tickets because we're out of time.
Okay.
All right?
You cool with that?
Good morning. Hello?
Yes.
Hold on the phone.
Hey, hang on the phone, okay? We're going to give you tickets.
Hang up. Okay, goodbye.
Wait, today is your wife's birthday?
Got to call my wife.
Dude, we're out of show.
I don't care.
We just got a text on the line.
Call that number.
Reminding you.
I don't even care.
Wait, we're out of time. We even talked about her today. And like, this is us and being married.
Holy cow. Wow.
You better start recording because this is going on the podcast.
Man. Babe, are you there? Hello? She's not here.
Dude, you blew it.
Oh, my God.